Canada, Mexico, Bermuda, Panama, and the Caribbean. That requirement would take effect by the year 2008. Minnesota Senator Norm Coleman, Republican, says the U.S. needs to be vigilant against terrorism, but he says twisting into a pretzel in the name of security gives a victory to terrorists. Connecticut's Chris Dodd, a Democrat, says the requirement could hurt tourism and affect the nation's image. George Bush has said he was surprised by the proposal and then ordered a review. The proposal stems from the post-9/11 intelligence overhaul law that calls for tighter border security for the U.S. The American military says five Marines died in a roadside bombing in western Iraq. The attack comes during a violent week in the country. Iraqi officials say they found the bodies of at least 21 people scattered in separate areas near the Syrian border. Meanwhile, the U.S. military announcing a criminal inquiry into the deaths of two Army officers north of Baghdad. The soldiers died Tuesday in what they said was an indirect fire attack on a forward operating base in the beginning. Such an attack would involve mortar rounds fired from a distance, but military officials now say the blast pattern did not resemble a mortar attack. The military says an American soldier killed, three others wounded in fighting in eastern Afghanistan. Seven militants also killed in the clash near the Pakistani border. It's the third deadly attack on U.S. forces in the region in a week. A bolo tie is not a tie. According to school officials in College Park, Maryland, they withheld a teenager's high school diploma because he wore one of the string ties under his graduation gown, despite warnings about the dress code. The student says the bolo tie reflects his American Indian heritage, but a spokeswoman for the school says the staff felt it wasn't a proper tie. They said there are many opportunities throughout the year to express cultural heritage, but we don't do that at graduation. And they say the student will now have to set up an appointment in order to get his diploma. This is Air America Radio News.
Father's Day is right around the corner, and Kohl's is the place to get the perfect Father's Day gift for your dad, a new Chaps wardrobe. Great ideas are suit separates, dress shirts, ties, and sportswear. Now visit dressupyourdad.com and enter to win a $500 gift card from Kohl's Department Stores. 50 will be given away. Open to U.S. residents 18 or older. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Contest ends 11:59 p.m. Pacific Time, June 19, 2005. Kohl's. Expect great things.
It's ironic. They're called answering machines, but they never give you answers. Oh, sure, they tell you so-and-so isn't here right now, but you have no idea where they went or when they'll be back. Of course, with GEICO, you won't talk to an answering machine. They have thousands of car insurance specialists standing by, so you always get answers from a real live person. No wondering, no waiting, no irony.
GEICO's customer satisfaction stands at 97%. How would you rate your car insurance company? GEICO, 1-800-947-AUTO.
When was the last time your child read to you? Did he enjoy it, or was it an awkward, uncomfortable experience? If your child is afraid to read, becomes frustrated easily, or just avoids reading altogether, then he may need some help with his reading skills. Well, you're not alone. Research shows that 3 out of 4 children will need extra help learning to read. The phonics game is the answer. It can succeed where flashcards and worksheets have failed. The phonics game is a fun series of skill and confidence-building games that teach all the rules of reading and spelling. Once your child understands these rules, reading won't be such a frightening task. So don't take a chance with such an important skill as reading. Listen to your child read, and then call the phonics game.
Call now, 1-800-801-GAME. 1-800-801-GAME. That's 1-800-801-GAME. Call now, 1-800-801-GAME.
Emerging research suggests you consume substantial quantities of tomatoes every day to reduce your risk of cancer.
5 tomatoes every day?
To get your daily dose, try Lycomega.
Day after day.
All the power of 5 whole tomatoes in one little pill. With lycopene and all the other antioxidants found naturally in the tomato.
You're talking 152 tomatoes a month?
The power of 5 tomatoes in one little pill.
That's 1,825 tomatoes a year.
Look for Vitamin Shoppe brand lycopene with Lycomega in your local vitamin shop.
You know, I never listen to the Randy Rhoads Show on Air America. I can't stand all that Bush League honesty she peddles out like it's her job or something. Lambasting the right with all them informative guests, phone calls from coast to coast, and 4 hours of brutal liberal veracity. She ain't like the wimps I argue with at barbecues. She makes points and stuff. She backs them up. What a b- That's why I never listen to the Randy Rhoads Show on Air America Radio.
Cause I got a good feeling and I don't feel no pain at all. Friday's my day.
Well, good evening, truth seekers. Malloy here on Air America Radio. Yeah, Friday used to be my holiday. It's not anymore. Damn, Friday has become just like every other day. Another day of rage and terror regarding these Republicans. My God, I'm sure everybody's aware now about James Sensenbrenner, this psychopath from Wisconsin, chairman of the House Judiciary Committee. What happened today? You know, the bottom line here, the Republicans, it's very clear, are using their monopolistic power in all three branches of government, but especially in the legislative branch, to break the law and suppress the truth. This is unprecedented. As bad as the Democrats have been over the years when they were in positions of power, they never did anything like this. But the Republicans are using years of tradition, House rules, Senate rules, to commit acts against the Democratic representatives in both bodies and acts, criminal acts against the U.S. Constitution. And that meltdown today at the House Judiciary Committee hearings on the Patriot Act, just astonishing. I'll tell you how this can be handled, and I think we're going to play some of that. We have the audio, some of that. But I'll tell you how it should be handled, and I truly, truly mean this. Democrats in the Texas House had the right idea. They just didn't follow through. One of their group broke ranks, and that ended it. But I'll tell you what the Democrats in the United States House and Senate should do. Yeah, even the iconic ones, you know, even Ted Kennedy, all of them, should wait until, or do it tomorrow, Monday. Maybe wait until the next break. When's the next break? For the 4th of July holiday? And walk out. Walk the hell out. Just walk out and bring the legislative branch of this fascist government to a halt. And then, you know, the cameras, the cockroaches that are now members of the U.S. media from CNN and MSNBC and ABC and CBS and NBC and the rest of these media whore operations, the cockroaches would come scurrying like cockroaches with their cameras, with their microphones. And that would give the Democrats a perfect opportunity. There you have it. There's the cameras. Now they'll listen. And the Democrats should stand there, all of them. Pelosi, Biden, Kennedy, Feingold, whoever it is. And they should stand there, wherever they're caught by the camera, in the Capitol Rotunda, on the street, in their office. And they should look in the camera and say, yeah, this is it. This is the end of representative government. So we are just stopping everything. The Republicans are turning the country into a one-party system, which, hello, is either fascism or communism, depending on you know what you you know where your ism is. But this should be done, and it should be done immediately. I'm sick of watching the Democrats just allow this to happen. Nancy Pelosi today, after this happened, Pelosi, the House Minority Leader, said, "Well, she's going to go to Denny Hastert and she's going to ask Denny Hastert to order an apology from Sensenbrenner." That's what Nancy. Now, I don't have any bone to pick with Nancy Pelosi. I think she's doing the best she can. I guess. I mean, I don't know. I have kind of turned my head away from the Democratic Party leadership, especially in the House and the Senate. What's the use? What's the use? Honest to God, what's the use? You know, fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, I must be a moron. And you know, this whole thing that the Democrats worked out and the Republicans worked out in the Senate, you know, to stop the filibuster and in exchange, I don't even know what the hell was the deal. All I know is Bush got through three neo-fascists that were stopped for the past 2 or 3 years because they're neo-fascists. And all of a sudden, the Democratic leadership comes out and says, well, democracy was saved. We have a deal. Hey! And all I know is the Democrats are not allowed to filibuster any longer, and Bush gets all of his nominees. All of his nominees. Confirmed. So I'm so disillusioned with Democrats. But aside from that, if the Democrats have any respect for themselves first, you know, if you don't respect yourself, everything else is it just doesn't matter. But if they have any self-respect, and yeah, I'm talking about all of them. From Russ Feingold to Ted Kennedy to Biden to over in the House to Pelosi and my representative McKinney and John Lewis and just on and on and on and on. If these folks have any respect left, self-respect, that's A. B, respect for the Constitution of the United States. C, any hope to maintain the balance of power in this government as laid out by the framers of the Constitution, judicial, legislative, executive. And if they have any respect, these Democrats, for what the United States of America has been claiming to be for 230 years, then every single Democrat at this point will walk out. Just walk out. Walk out of the House. Walk out of the Senate. Now, Can you think of an alternative? The Republicans have made it clear, haven't they? Hasn't the Republican leadership and the Republican administration made it crystal clear? Screw you Democrats. You are getting nothing from us. Nothing. We will beat your asses into bloody meat and then kick you to the curb. Haven't the Republicans made that clear to the Democrats? How much longer are the Democrats going to sit there and allow themselves to be caned as if they were English schoolboys with their asses bent over a desk? Remember what Senator Dick Lugar did during the Bolton hearings? How he demanded a vote on Bolton while the Democrats protested with astonishment in the background? Boxer and Biden and Kering shouting point of order? Then we had Frist in the nuclear option trying to change Senate debate rules? And marry government and religion with Justice Sunday and Focus on the Freak Show and all that crap? And now Sensenbrenner today? This is how these thugs operate. There's no such thing as minority rights in the minds of these filthy neo-fascists. These are not Republicans. These are Nazis, for Christ's sake. Are you and I the only people in America who recognize this? Are we the only... Where in the hell are the rest of the people on this radio network? Where are my colleagues on this network? Call these bastards what they are. Now, does Randy do it? I don't know. Does Janine, Sam? I haven't been listening lately. I can't, you know, I can't. I can't listen. I can't listen to anything right now. I'm like you. I'm going out of my freaking mind. But I would expect, is it okay? Is this okay? I would expect everybody, Al Franken and Lamper and everybody on this network to call these people what they are. They are fascists. They're destroying this country. There's no compromise here. Who's talking compromise on their side? I hear it on this side. Who's talking compromise on the Republican side? Who? Now, I know Janine has been talking about this, and I'm sure my gal Randy is talking about it. Where are the rest of the men on this network? Huh? And I know Laura Flanders on the weekend. Where in the hell are the men? Maybe they are. I don't know. I have not been listening to my own network. I just can't right now. So I don't know, folks. The solution to this, this is what I am suggesting. I am nobody. I have a radio program, okay, at 10 o'clock at night. But here's what I say. Democrats, walk the hell out. Walk out. Bring this government to a standstill. Because if you don't, these sons of bitches are going to destroy the United States of America. Do you understand that?
The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio. No matter what you do, work can be stressful, and all that stress might cause you to grind your teeth at night. So why not go out and buy yourself a doctor's night guard, the dental protector you wear at night to cushion and save your teeth and put all that grinding to a stop. Just like that. Relieve the nightly grind with the doctor's night guard. Now in three sizes at Rite Aid and other fine stores.
From TNT, a six-week television event.
I came out west to make my fortune.
Executive producer Steven Spielberg and DreamWorks Television take you on an unforgettable journey. Now, both stories will be told.
The ways of our people must change. They will die.
This summer's most anticipated television event. Into the West. Three chances to watch every weekend. Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. See it tonight at 8, 7 Central on TNT.
I'm going to give you a secret, something that will save you time and money. Web conferencing with GoToMeeting. With GoToMeeting, you can hold your meetings online, so you don't ever have to leave your office. So, while driving your sales up, your travel costs are going down. Schedule a meeting in advance or on the fly, and during your conference call, everyone logs on and they see your computer desktop on their computer screen. Present, demonstrate, and collaborate, just like you're all in the same room. With GoToMeeting, you'll get more done more efficiently. Unlike other providers, GoToMeeting is affordable. For one low monthly rate, meet as often as you want. Air America listeners can try GoToMeeting free for 30 full days. For this special offer, visit www.gotomeeting.com, click on the radio microphone, and use promo code AMERICA. That's gotomeeting.com, radio microphone, promo AMERICA for this special offer. Try GoToMeeting free today!
Would you like to live a longer and healthier life? Improve sexual performance and pleasure? Slow down the aging process and look younger? Of course you would, but how? Total Health Vitamins carries over 18,000 products that will improve your life today. All products are 100% natural and unconditionally guaranteed. Lower your blood pressure naturally. Increase sexual performance and activity. Lose weight with healthy diet supplements including Hodia, and stay young looking with anti-aging supplements. Total Health Vitamins makes good health affordable. Visit our website at thvitamins.com. That's thvitamins.com. Today's special money-saving offer is BP Manager, the natural way to support healthy blood pressure. This clinically studied formula helps support heart and circulatory health. A two-month supply of BP Manager normally retails for $59.50, but TH Vitamins' low price is only $28.84 with TH Vitamins' discount and a $10 coupon saving you over $30. Order now. Call 1-800-901-1811. That's 1-800-901-1811. Or order online at thvitamins.com.
Would you take 10 minutes to protect the future of your family? In just 10 minutes, you could have up to $150,000 of select-term life insurance from the American Life Insurance Company of New York. For more information and a free rate quote, just call 1-866-492-2500. That's all it takes, just 10 minutes to apply over the phone. There's no medical exam, no long forms, and no agent will visit you. Just answer some simple questions and you'll be quoted a very affordable rate. If you qualify, your coverage begins right away. During your term, your rates will never go up, and your benefits will never go down. Now it's fast, easy, and affordable to protect your loved ones for a lifetime. Call American Life now for a free rate quote. 1-866-492-2500. Based in New York City, American Life issues select term under form number ALNYSELO3, or a state variation. Call American Life, 1-866-492-2500. That's 1-866-492-2500.
Got the flying monkey right blues? Here's the cure, Mike Malloy.
Past the hour. I'm assuming that most people know what happened today. There was a hearing in the House, Judiciary Committee, chaired by James Sensenbrenner, Democrat from Wisconsin. And when Republican from Wisconsin, the Democrats had called for this. This is the eighth or ninth, I don't know, committee hearing on the renewal of the USA Patriot Act. Certain sections are due to sunset to disappear. I think there are 10 or 11 sections. This is something that Representative John Conyers, Democrat of Michigan, had put in the original Patriot Act because some of the more egregious parts of this misnamed USA Patriot Act, it's a USA Fascist Act, are particularly anti-civil civil liberties and are counter to the U.S. Constitution. So they're up for renewal, and that's what the hearings have been about. Now, this is different from the attempt to add more provisions to the USA Patriot Act. It's called USA Patriot Act 2, I believe. I don't know what the hell it's called. It's more fascism. So the Democrats called for this hearing, and Sensenbrenner, being the Republican chair, the Republicans control everything now, I guess he granted it. The Democrats had called witnesses. Among them, Gerald Nadler was not a witness. He's on the committee. But among them was James Ogbe, who's head of the American Arab Anti-Discrimination Committee. No, that's not it. A different Arab-American group. I believe people from the ACLU were there. Anyway, the testimony drifted into, the testimony included comments about the atrocities that are being committed by the Bush crime family, in violation of international law, in violation of Geneva Conventions, and in violation of the U.S. Constitution, as a result of, not directly, but indirectly, the passing USA Patriot Act. Sensenbrenner got his bloomers in a wad and just gaveled the meeting shut. That's it. No more discussion. In other words, you know, the Republicans said, we're not going to let, this is just like the so-called town hall meetings that Bush was holding on whatever the hell he was holding, Social Security or whatever. Where an opposing opinion is not allowed. It's not allowed from the public. It's not allowed from elected members of Congress. It's not allowed in the White House. It's not allowed where it concerns the judiciary. Do you understand? I know you folks do. But you lurkers out there, you little right-wing cockroaches, do you understand what you are assisting in? The destruction of your own country, you dumb bastards. You are assisting in the arrival of fascism. And you think this is a good thing. You think George Bush and Jesus are going to protect you. George Bush and Jesus are going to kill you. It's astonishing. But that's kind of a thumbnail sketch of what happened. Now, let me just share with you an email I got from Michael in Phoenix the other night. He said, Mike, I was listening to your first hour rerun. I guess this was Wednesday night when I was out of here. You were sharing with us the Bush insanity. All of a sudden, Michael writes, I felt so absolutely overwhelmed with the sheer number of the different and frightening calamities which these people have visited on us almost all at the same time. It's relentless. Employment uncertainty, declining net incomes, attacks on labor and the blue-collar middle class, looming environmental disaster, staggering government debt, attacks on Social Security, another quagmire of a war with the deaths climbing, scary health care choices, the ascendancy of Christian fascism, wholesale assault on the judiciary, government agencies and functions led by unabashed psychos, no vision or creativity for the future, intrusion intrusion into our personal life and death choices, destruction of the educational system, cutting access to higher education, and now we're back to nuclear dread also? I can't recall, Michael writes, another time when an average person like me was confronted with so many simultaneous things that absolutely scare me to death. For a while, I wrote to my elected representatives expressing my feelings on some of these issues, notwithstanding the fact that all I ever got back was form letters explaining why they were going to do what they wanted to do anyway. One person just can't speak to all the lunatic initiatives they have underway at the same time. It's exhausting. Would you maybe speak to this dimension of the enormous portfolio of disasters these people have set upon us and how we can cope with this? They're killing our country. That's from Michael in Phoenix.
I just wanted to say I remember a time that when each time we would bring to light a new atrocity, we'd lose another affiliate with our old network. Time after time, we'd bring, do you know the Patriot Act? Bloop, there goes Clinton, Arkansas. Did you have any idea what the, yep, there goes San Diego.
Yeah, I remember the bad old days, yeah. By the way, today is the 40th day since the Times of London reported the existence of the secret minutes of the meetings that laid out the Bush plans for starting a war based on absolute lies. Hundreds, not 1,680, more like 6,000 Americans have been killed. Thousands of U.S. soldiers have had their legs and arms and fingers and hands blown off. Tens of thousands of Iraqis have been murdered by the United States. Why isn't this the lead story in every newspaper, on every television newscast? Why isn't the liberal media demanding the resignation of these war criminals?
Oh, it's national security, public scrutiny, policy of legal coup day.
You're listening to The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
All new this June, John Larroquette is McBride, a tough lawyer for the little guy.
So you found the body?
He did not find that body. He took it from the crime scene.
More than one Perry Mason moment, Larroquette does a fine job, says the Hollywood Reporter. The New York Post says John Larroquette steals every scene he's in. An all-new Hallmark Channel mystery movie, McBride, The Doctor Is Out, Really Out, premieres Sunday night at 7, 6 Central, only on Hallmark Channel.
What's more delectable than caviar, more indulgent than curling up on cashmere, and more satisfying than purring the day away? New Fancy Feast Gourmet Gold Dry Cat Food.
At last,
a dry cat food good enough to be called Fancy Feast. Your cat will be an absolute bliss. Visit FancyFeast.com to find out how you can receive a free sample of new Fancy Feast Gourmet Gold.
This is a Mother Jones Minute. Do you value your right to privacy? Then pay attention to this. The Bush administration has given the U.S. military access to your personal records in a domestic spying program far more ambitious than anything undertaken in the past. Since 2002, local law enforcement and other government agencies have been making information about civilians available to a Pentagon power center most people have never heard of. The name? The U.S. Northern Command, or NORTHCOM. Mother Jones reveals that NORTHCOM has been skirting privacy laws by forging partnerships with private data miners. Because most of NORTHCOM's activity takes place in secret, very little is known about exactly what kind of information the center is gathering and on whom. Are there any laws keeping the Pentagon from spying on you? Not really, but there should be. For the full report, visit MotherJones.com. This has been a Mother Jones Minute.
Wanted.
Video game music composer, sound designer, music supervisor.
Wanted.
Film dialogue editor, music recordist, ADR, Foley, surround mixer.
Wanted.
Music producers, Pro Tools, Logic Audio, Final Cut Pro, Ableton Live, Traktor DJ Studio. Puramind, advanced digital audio training, an Apple and DigiDesign certified school. It's never too late to follow your dreams. Puramind.com. That's Puramind. 1-888-378-MIND.
The following phone call was not recorded on February 30th, 2004.
Thank you for calling about DirecTV. My name is Lynn. How can I help you?
Thank you, sir. Thank goodness you're there. You've got to help me. My cable company is raising their rates again. I don't know what I'm going to do.
It's okay, ma'am. I'm here to help. I'm glad you called.
They're taking away our favorite channels and charging more. It's just wrong.
Ma'am, I get that all the time. Let me help you right away. Would you like to get over 125 channels of your favorite programming for only $41.99?
Will I still be able to get my local channel?
Absolutely. And you can get up to a four-room DirecTV system for free with standard professional installation included for all new customers with an annual programming commitment. Offer available on approved credit terms.
Call American Satellite, 1-800-789-0964. That's 1-800-789-0964. Ask how you can get 50 premium channels free for 3 months at $140 value. 1-800-789-0964. At $4.99 a month for second and each additional TV. Offer ends 7/31/05. Call now.
This is the sound of an AK-47 being fired at you. This is the sound of a rocket-propelled grenade headed your way. This is the sound of a bullet ricocheting off your helmet. This is the sound of an anti-personnel landmine exploding underneath you. This is the sound of a car bomb exploding less than a block away. And this?
These people don't know why George W. Bush would be coming to this
country. That's the sound of people who have never heard these sounds arguing about something they know absolutely nothing about. Maybe we should start listening to the people who were there. Go to optruth.org to find out how you can really help support our troops in Iraq and Afghanistan. Operation Truth. We were there.
Paid for by Operation Truth, Incorporated.
Spare yourself the hassle of selling your old car. Donate it to Volunteers of America and get a great tax deduction. You don't want strangers coming to your home to look at your old car. Donate it to Volunteers of America. Your donated car means badly needed funds for homeless mothers with children, affordable senior housing, and much more. You can also donate your boat or RV. There's a great tax advantage for those who itemize. Recognized by Smart Money Magazine as one of America's most efficient charities, Volunteers of America has served those in need for over 100 years. They don't use a third-party fundraiser, so proceeds go where they're most needed. Donate your car to Volunteers of America, and you help rebuild lives. Donate your car, boat, or RV today. They'll give you the tax documents you need for a great deduction. Call for more information. 800-357-1473. 800-357-1473. That's 800-357-1473.
What's happening, everybody? It's your main man, Kyle Jason. I want everybody to go out there and walk past their local newsstand and tell me what they see. The marketing towards the young urban demographic has gotten completely out of control. Every magazine you see, whether it's Vibe, Double XL, Source, whatever it is, they're all talking about the thug issue, the gun issue, the jail issue. We're going to take these magazines and dissect them from top to bottom, and we want to know what you think. Don't miss the next Kyle Jason show, baby, this Saturday night on Air America Radio.
Against the detainees and the allegations by people who were held in detention, people who hate America, people that have been trained to disassemble. That means not tell the truth.
That sounds like Republicans. Regarding my colleagues on this network, thank God a lot of you folks listen to most of the programs. Steve in Florida says... Mark and Mark on Morning Sedition, Randy and Sam and Janine, along with Laura and Kennedy and Papatoni, are all holding up their ends. Franken isn't hitting as hard as he could and is probably too soft for your taste. Springer does it in his own red state appeal kind of way. All in all, Air America Radio is probably batting around 700. Okay. I wish I could. I have never heard Mark and Mark in the morning because, we just can't get up until, we get up to take care of Molly. But at 9 o'clock in the morning, after going to sleep at 3, ain't no way we're going to turn on radio and listen to political talk. Can't do it. Joe emails in, we should all walk out, a nationwide strike, bring the whole country, not just the government, to a halt regarding that idea, and I think the Democrats ought to just end it. Just stop everything, and then make it very clear, because the whores, the filthy whores in media will attack the Democrats. And every time they get a camera. And remember, remember when we went to the counter-inaugural, Kathy? Was it in 2000 when you and I were working for IE America and all those senators showed up and Randy was there? This is when Randy was a... All right, which one was it? Open your mic. Don't talk in my head.
Yeah, the first thing we went to in D.C., we didn't meet with any senators.
Okay, when did we meet with all those people?
That was, I think, in 02. That was a progressive view of the State of the Union.
Okay, that's what it was. Thank you. And that's when, that was the first time we met Randy, and I think, her producer at the time?
Tim Allen.
No, not Tim. John Manzo.
Was he there? I didn't know if he was there. Or
anyway, I remember Randy said it. I said it. I even think Ed Schultz was there. I don't know if he said it. But we said to these Democratic senators, and they all showed up. Remember Biden, Clinton, Kennedy? It just went on and on. And House members. They were all there. They came to hear what a handful of us, liberal or progressive talk show host, had to say. I was impressed. I was really impressed. What I was not impressed with was they ignored everything we said after we left town. But we said what you people need to do every time you get a camera on you is talk about the criminality of this administration. Now this was before the invasion of Iraq. So, you know, I guess my colleagues on this network are suggesting the same thing now. This is a fascist regime. But what I'm saying is every single Democrat ought to walk out, and when they get the camera, look into the camera and tell the American people, talk over the damn media. The media doesn't care if you Democrats live or die. They look at Kennedy as a joke. They look at Biden as a freak, that they don't give a damn. They look at Howard Dean as some kind of an animal. They don't care, media. Do not care at all. They're safe. They're secure. This is a corporatist fascist state. Media knows its place to be the footstool for this administration, to do for this administration what Monica Lewinsky did for Bill Clinton over and over and over again. So, what to do? How to stop this? This Sensenbrenner crap. Who's the guy from Utah? Orrin Hatch. All this stomping on so-called minority rights of the Democratic Party. Now, this presupposes that the Democrats have any courage or spine, which I maintain they simply do not. They're useless. Useless as a party, the leadership. There are some exceptions. I always have to say that, don't I? There are some exceptions in both the House and the Senate. You know who they are. But maybe those exceptions could rally the rest of the Democrats in the House and the Senate and say, look, this has got to stop. It's got to stop. Maybe take a Howard Dean stance. These Republicans are thugs. They're brown shirts, fascists. I mean, call them anything you want to. Communists. I don't care. Religious fascists. It doesn't make any difference. You know, we can sit here and label them any way we want. It doesn't matter. They revel in it. They suck it up. They're like Brer Rabbit. Oh, don't throw me in that briar patch there, boss. So what to do? What to do to put the brakes on the destruction of our system of government? If we want to put the brakes on it, every single Democrat needs to walk out. Just walk out. Go home. Go home. Just go home. Go back and tell your constituents why you have walked out. Tell them what the USA Patriot Act is doing. Tell them what the Bush crime family is doing. Tell them that their children are not going to have air to breathe or decent food to eat or water to drink. Tell them. Don't sit on your Democratic asses in Washington, D.C. and continue to suck up your corporate contributions and lie to your constituents. You damn cowards. Why am I a Democrat? Why, dear God, am I a Democrat? In spirit. Have you got a better suggestion, Truth Seeker? I mean, You want to play censor? You got censor, Brenner? Okay, play a bit of this. Here's this pig from Wisconsin. I can't believe Wisconsin. Well, Wisconsin is the home of Joe McCarthy, so, you know, what the hell. Here he is.
I think particularly irresponsible and indicative of the broad brush accusations of the Patriot Act was what I just heard, saying the Patriot Act has resulted in Minutemen being on the border. That's not true, and that's irresponsible, and I think anybody who knows what is going on will see. No, I will not yield. We'll see that fact. You know, let me say that I think this hearing very, very clearly shows what the opponents of the Patriot Act are doing. They'll talk about practically everything but what's in the Patriot Act and what this committee is considering. The only really relevant testimony that I heard was from Mr. Pitts relative to Section 215 of the Patriot Act that said that librarians have been receiving all kinds of questions from law enforcement. I'd like to ask you, Mr. Pitts, to submit for the record the names of the librarians that have received actual Section 215 orders from the FISA court to produce business records. We'll give you a week to put that in the record.
You pig.
So thank you all for coming today. I thank the members who are changing their schedules to participate, and the committee is adjourned.
Point of order, Mr. Chairman. You won't get it. I said point of order.
Do we have any press in the room that want to hear our side of the story?
Mr. Chairman, I'm going to read into the record to the chairman tried to address it. I'm going to point of order.
State is the matter.
We are entitled under Section Rule 11-12.
This is how democracy ends. Those voices in the background, Gerald Nadler, Sheila Jackson Lee, some of the other members of the House Judiciary Committee, what you're witnessing, what you are listening to, and if you watch on television, what you are seeing, do you understand this? I mean, I know you do. Purely rhetorical, what we are seeing is the death of democracy and the birth of fascism. This is how it works. This is how it happens. I don't give a tinker's damn what country it is. This is how it's done. This is astonishing. This is my country. This is your country. This is where your parents raised you. Okay, I guess I do have to calm down a little bit, because I used to get all these emails from people saying, Malloy, you know, okay, fine, you're going to have a stroke if you don't chill a bit. And I'm beginning to believe it. Although I've got really low blood pressure, you know what I mean? But don't you get furious? What do you do with the fury? I don't know what to do with it anymore. I really don't. And then, you know, just when I think, okay, get a grip. Then something like this happens, like today, where this arrogant, don't cuss. Come on, Mike, don't cuss. This arrogant member of the United States House of Representatives from Wisconsin, James Sensenbrenner, pulls the plug, because he is nothing more than a two-bit whore for the Bush crime family. Just a filthy street whore. That's all he is. But what you're hearing, dear God, what you're hearing is the death of democracy. I don't like it. I hate it. Don't you? Every single Democrat should get up, walk out until this stops.
Oh! The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Hi, this is Larry King. Did you know that drinking a glass of delicious Welch's grape juice every day can actually help keep your heart healthy? It was news to me. But studies have shown that because Welch's 100% grape juice is made from antioxidant-rich Concord grapes with no added sugar, it's actually good for your heart. In fact, Welch's has twice the antioxidant power of orange juice. But who's counting? I'm too busy enjoying the taste. Welch's grape juice. Isn't it nice to know that something as good as Welch's is good for your heart, too?
Hi, everyone. I'm Matt Lauer, and Sunday night, the Discovery Channel and I want to find out who's your greatest American.
Dr. Martin Luther King Jr.
George Washington.
Who's done the most to shape your values and culture?
Oprah Winfrey.
Who inspired you and changed the way you live?
Muhammad Ali.
Now you get to vote and decide in Greatest American, a four-part series on the Discovery Channel, hosted by me, Matt Lauer.
For the people, by the people.
Greatest American, Sunday at 9 p.m. Eastern and Pacific, only on the Discovery Channel.
The ability to remotely access your office PC from home or while traveling is a must. Problem is, solutions like PC Anywhere or VPNs are so limiting and difficult to use. Great news! Go to My PC, the easiest, most secure way to access your PC from anywhere all over the internet. You don't have to be a tech guru to figure it out. All you need is internet access, and you'll have complete and instant access to everything on your Office PC from anywhere. Simply log on to gotomypc.com, and your desktop instantly appears just as if you were sitting in front of your office computer. Work with all your programs and files, check email, and access any network resource. With GoToMyPC, anything you can do at your office PC, you can now do from, well, anywhere. You can try GoToMyPC free for 30 days with unlimited access. Visit www.GoToMyPC.com, click the radio listener link, and use promo code AMERICA. That's GoToMyPC.com, radio listener link, promo AMERICA. Try GoToMyPC free today.
Want to turn your car into a stealth fighter? Invisible to all types of speed detection equipment, including radar and laser? Well, now you can with Phaser. With a range of up to 3 miles, the Phaser guarantees that you will avoid all types of speed traps. In fact, the manufacturer will even pay your fine if you get a ticket. More than a mere radar detector. The Phaser works by bouncing a mixture of radar signals and invisible infrared pulses to confuse the computer inside the radar or laser gun. The Phaser is the ultimate way to avoid costly speeding tickets. In fact, it has been made illegal in some states, so call now for details. Remember, the Phaser is guaranteed or your speeding ticket is paid. So if you never want to worry about hearing this again, go stealth and get the Phaser today.
To order risk-free, call now 866-794-6495. That's 866-794-6495. Call 866-794-6495.
Not available in California, Minnesota, Nebraska, Virginia, Oklahoma, or Washington, D.C. Certain restrictions apply to guarantee. Call for details.
Attention, small business owners. Need more working capital to grow your business and you need it fast? Then call AmeriMerchant, your alternative to a traditional bank. Rely on us to help you get up to $150,000 against your Visa and MasterCard sales from your customers in as little as 7 days. And there are no fees or closing costs. AmeriMerchant provides millions of dollars in working capital every month to restaurants and small businesses of all kinds. So if you have Visa and MasterCard sales from your customers of at least $5,000 a month, you may qualify. Call now. 800-430-9571. 800-430-9571. We approve 90% of all qualified applications, so call us right now. 800-430-9571. 800-430-9571.
If you're not outraged, then you're just not paying attention. It's Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
All right, we're going to do a lot of phone calls tonight. Let's start right now. It's 10 before the hour. Let's go to the calls. Phone number here is 866-303-2270. Primarily, if you want to focus on what happened today, but we are certainly open for comments that you might have on other topics, other outrages committed in this country. Jesus, that would take the rest of the year, wouldn't it? Julio is calling from Miami. Julio, welcome to the program.
Hey, how you doing, Mike? Having a great show tonight. You always have a great show.
Hey, thanks for calling.
I'm calling in reference to what you're talking about as far as spineless Democrats. Seems like me and you are always on the same page, because a while back when you did the whole show on the Real ID, mm-hmm. that same night on my blog I had posted about it, and I emailed it to you. And tonight, the same thing, before your show came on, there's this article in the Guerrilla News Network about how we can impeach Bush using the Downing Street memo. And they made a reference to a Democrat named Henry Gonzalez. He already passed away. He's from San Antonio. He was a Democrat in Congress.
Right.
And this guy, he brought articles of impeachment against Reagan and Bush twice.
Yes,
for
he did.
Little things like invading Grenada. And if he had balls to do that, why can't the Democrats now, with all the evidence we have, with everything that's gone on, I mean...
I don't know. Gonzalez was quite the Democrat. I mean, he really was a good guy from Texas. And if I remember, there was something about his death that was a little suspicious, or maybe not. I don't know. But I remember Henry Gonzalez, right?
Yes. Okay.
Yeah, I remember he tried to expose the Iran-Contra thing,
yeah,
the Reagan thing,
uh-huh.
And they were constantly on him. The Reagan thugs were constantly after him.
I can imagine. He stood alone when he did those impeachments, and even on Bush Sr., right before the first Iraq invasion. I mean, this guy had courage, and I would like to see that type of courage. And now his son occupies his seat, from what I heard.
Really?
So, I mean, his son, he should at least, you know, do something. I mean, that's his father. I mean, it's like basically with everything that's going on, we're basically handing the evidence. It's on a plate. We got this impeachment in a bag. I mean, somebody needs to have the balls, basically.
I hear you. Hey, listen, thanks for checking in, Julio. I appreciate your call.
Hey, God bless, man.
All right. Always good to hear from you. Yeah. 1,000 times, yeah. You know, somebody like Henry Gonzalez, you know, Cynthia McKinney raised her head. And what did they do to her? Here in Georgia, they tried to cut it off. They did for 2 years. You know, they ran some Republican woman against her, Denise Majet. And Majet was the member of Congress from Cynthia's district. And you notice you don't hear a whole lot from Cynthia. She's undercover right now, I guess, would be the best way to put it. But Sheila Jackson Lee, Cynthia McKinney, Henry Gonzalez. Where are the Anglos? Huh? Where are the Anglos? Who is doing that work? You know, Dennis Kucinich. We never hear of Kucinich. Remember how the media treated him during the primaries? He was the guy who didn't exist. What was he talking about? Get the hell out of Iraq, among other things. Have I mentioned yet tonight how much I hate these people? And now I'm referring to the whorish corporate media in this country. But isn't that just like Democrats? You know, you get blacks and Latinos and whites together, and you get a handful of them, and they really still believe in America. They really still believe that... the dream, or whatever you want to call it, the hope, what the framers laid out. Look, we're going to give you some imperfect documents here, improve on them, make them good, but here in the 1700s, this is really revolutionary stuff. So here you go. Here they are. Here's the documents. Here's how we're constituted. Now, what are you going to do with it? And here we are 200 plus years later, and these filthy sons of bitches are destroying it. And who's destroying it? Isn't it amazing it's all white people who are destroying it? All Anglos who are destroying it? I'm sorry, it's just that's the truth. You know, I'm white. But it's white males. I'm a white male. Who are destroying it? They're destroying it. Oh, they got their tokens. You know, they got this Negro and that Latino and this one over here and that one over there. But it's a white folk. White folks are destroying it. What the hell? I just don't get that. I do not understand. Yeah, I know. I always put a race thing on it, don't I? Well, you're damn right I put a race thing on it. I've been around too long. I've seen too many movements in this country where white folks just turn their faces away until enough heads have been cracked open, enough blood spilled, enough Emmett Tills shot down in the street, enough Schwerner Goodman and, enough people shot dead. Cheney. Schwerner Goodman and Cheney. Just couldn't think. I've seen enough rednecks walk free, enough murderous bastards walk free. But I didn't think that we would start to go backwards like this. We've got some sound coming up next hour of Manor Monkey on the Patriot Act today. So we'll be doing that. We got a break here. We're coming up on a break very quickly. But if you're on hold, I swear to you, we're not coming back, and I'm going to get off on a rant. We're going to play some of these sound bites. We're going to take phone calls for the next 2 hours. That's all we're going to do. That's it. Okay? Trust me. You do trust me, right? Fool me once. Yeah, I know. So stick around, all right? Phone calls next, and some of this moron in the White House. But that thing with Sensenbrenner today, I mean, that's astonishing. To be able to hear the death throes of democracy and the cries of fascism being born, it's how often do you get to hear that? How often do you want to hear it? This is Air America Radio.
On Air America Radio.
Imagine a natural diet ingredient that kills your appetite and helps attack obesity by simply telling your brain you are full. Imagine you could try it risk-free with a 100% money-back guarantee. No need to imagine. It's true. H57 Hoodia is now available in America in its purest form. H57 South African Hoodia will make you less hungry to help you lose more weight. Become an H57 success story. Just listen to this.
I gained 80 pounds during my pregnancy. Although I struggled and lost most of the weight I had gained, those last 30 pounds seemed impossible to get rid of. A little over 2 months ago, I started using H57 Hoodia, and I've already lost about 25 pounds, and I still eat all the foods I enjoy. H57 is incredible. From the very first time I tried it, I just wasn't as hungry, so I ate less and finally lost the weight I wanted.
Become an H57 success story. Call for your risk-free supply of H57 Hoodia toll-free 1-800-227-0361. That's 1-800-227-0361. Unconditional money-back guarantee. Call 1-800-227-0361 or visit myh57.com.
Preposterous! The new Surgeon General's report on bone health names four essential elements for building strong bones: calcium, vitamin D, magnesium, and now phosphorus. Anything less is, well, preposterous! Many calcium supplements have the first three, but since millions of women are phosphorus deficient, they need the formula found only in the orange box, Posture D. Because building bones without phosphorus is, as you know, preposterous.
All new this June, John Larroquette is McBride, a tough lawyer for the little guy.
So you found the body?
He did not find that body. He took it from the crime scene.
More than one Perry Mason moment, Larroquette does a fine job, says the Hollywood Reporter. The New York Post says John Larroquette steals every scene he's in. An all-new Hallmark Channel mystery movie, McBride, The Doctor Is Out, Really Out, premieres Sunday night at 7, 6 Central, only on Hallmark Channel.
Air America Radio News, I'm Bill Crowley. Shenanigans in Congress. Lawmakers are moving billions of dollars from defense and foreign aid funds into popular domestic programs that Bush wanted to cut or eliminate. This is political sleight of hand, as the congressmen on Capitol Hill putting the budget together are pulling some old tricks to squeeze money from the Bush priorities and devote it instead to their own, especially grants to state and local governments and hometown projects. Bush's foreign aid proposal will be the hardest hit, with less than $1 billion of his $3.3 billion request being granted. The Pentagon spending being trimmed by $3 billion, which they will probably be restored then by emergency funding supposed to pay for the Iraq War. The Ohio coin scandal continues. The disastrous investment by the state of Ohio in rare coins erupted into both a financial and political scandal. Ohio's Republicans are running for cover, the Democrats expressing criticism. At least $10 million is feared to be missing from a $55 million fund that the Ohio Workers' Compensation Bureau set up in a risky and highly unorthodox foray into the buying and selling of coins. The investment was managed by coin dealer Tom Noe, a prodigious fundraiser who has showered contributions on Republicans in Ohio, as well as George Bush and Arnold Schwarzenegger. In the past few weeks, a slew of Republicans, including Bush and Ohio Governor Bob Taft, moved quickly to distance themselves from Noe by returning more than $100,000 in donations. Schwarzenegger did not return his. The California governor about to decide whether to embark on what he calls the Great Battle. He has till Monday to call a special election in November to let the voters of California decide whether to clamp down on spending, change the way electoral districts are drawn, and make it harder for teachers to win tenure. Unable to get his way with the legislature in California, Schwarzenegger has been threatening for months to take his case straight to the voters who brought him to power in 2003 in the recall. On his side, anti-tax conservatives and business interests. On the other side, the state's majority party, the Democrats, and some of California's most powerful unions. The Bush administration is accusing Syria of seeking to destabilize neighboring Lebanon by encouraging violence and intimidation. George Bush said today he's disturbed to hear that Syrian intelligence agents apparently have stayed behind in Lebanon, even though Syrian troops withdrew in April. White House Press Secretary Scott McClellan, citing reports of a hit list of opponents of Syria who've been targeted for assassination. The spokesman says U.S. intelligence has heard these reports, especially after the prominent Lebanese journalist was killed last week. Meantime, a U.N. official says Secretary General Kofi Annan sending a team back to Lebanon to check reports of Syrian intelligence interference. This is Air America Radio.
As a small business owner, doing several things all at the same time is just another day at the office. So Sam's Club offers the option of doing two things at once, buying items you need for your business, while at the same time buying items you need for your home. When you shop at Sam's Club, you get the same everyday low cost on items for your home as you do on items for your business. You've got a lot going on. Count on us to help you get it done. Sam's Club. We are in business for small business.
Did you know that most vacuums sold today spew dust and bacteria back into the air your family breathes? It's disgusting, I know. Hi, I'm David Orrick, and I want to assure you that my 8-pound Orrick XL does not blow dirt back into the air. For a healthier environment, you want a hypoallergenic Orrick XL. Call me at 1-800-989-4200 for a free 30-day trial. 1-800-989-4200. I promise, my Orrick XL won't blow dirt back into the air. Ever.
I was using my computer like I always did, just minding my own business, when it began acting weird. It crashed a couple of times, but seemed to reboot okay. Then it began slowing down. Documents and spreadsheets took forever to open, and the internet became the worldwide wait. But I remembered hearing an ad for stop signs, so I called them, downloaded their scanner, and found out that I had two viruses and a bunch of spyware, including a program that was sending my personal information to complete strangers. I got stop sign, and in just minutes, it destroyed the viruses, removed all the spyware, and now it watches my computer for new threats. Plus, my machine is blazing fast, just like the day I got it. If your computer's acting weird, slowing down, or crashing, do what I did. Call StopSign and get protected. Protect your PC with StopSign, the one-call solution. Call 1-800-243-1483. That's 1-800-243-1483. Call StopSign right now. 1-800-243-1483.
Welcome to What's on My Mind. First question. One in three chance you'll need it on vacation.
Duct tape? Saddle shoes? D-batteries.
Actually, Imodium.
Oh, I knew that. There's a 1 in 3 chance you'll get diarrhea on foreign vacations. Imodium works often in one dose.
If you know all about Imodium, why didn't you say it?
TV jitters?
This is radio.
Oh.
Until next time.
Pack Imodium AD. Pack wisely.
Use only as directed. About 1 in 3 travelers to developing countries get diarrhea. Ring of Fire.
Are you a dropout or a drug addict? Well, the U.S. military might want you, and they'll do just about anything to enlist you. I'm Mike Papantonio.
And I'm Robert F. Kennedy Jr. Join us this week on Ring of Fire as we talk to a counter-recruiter who's telling teenagers the truth about military life in wartime.
We'll also explore why so many union members have strayed off the progressive path. Wake up! The Republicans really are not on your side.
Ring of Fire this week on Air America Radio.
Can use the internet, why shouldn't we be able to counteract that activities?
No, I don't know what that means either. You want to talk about the Patriot Act, citizen? All information regarding the Patriot Act will be given on a need-to-know basis. And now, time for the 1 minute of hate. Jesus, this is it's unbelievable. Unbelievable. All right, a couple of sound bites from Too Stupid to Chew a Pretzel and then to your phone calls here. He paid a visit today to the National Counterterrorism Center in McLean, Virginia. Did you know we have something called the National Counterterrorism Center? You probably did. I'm not as bright as you are, or I don't do as much research as you do. I had no idea. The National Counterterrorism Center, that is obviously a bureaucracy designed to destroy individual liberty in this country. It has nothing to do with Osama bin Laden. It has nothing to do with Mullah Muhammad Omar. Remember those names? Remember Osama bin Laden? Do you remember that name? I guess the National Counterterrorism Center is a division of the of Minitru, right? Here's the moron explaining why government programs like the Patriot Act that work so well shouldn't expire. Hello, you hypocritical mental midget! Can you say Social Security in there? Oh, listen to this.
At the end of this year, 16 key provisions of the Patriot Act are set to expire. In other words, the act that has worked, the act that has delivered good results, or given people the tools to deliver results, is now set to expire. It doesn't make any sense to me that if something's working, why should it expire? We need to renew the Patriot Act.
Yeah, need to renew the Patriot Act, you dumb bastards! Don't you love that line? That doesn't make any sense to me. If something's working, why should it expire? This has got to be the stupidest man in the history of American politics. He has to be. He has to be. Now, here's Bush's... here's a reason why Bush's spies need to read your mail, need to know what books you check out, need to have the password to your internet account, need to know what brand of toothpaste you use and how often you go to the toilet.
The Patriot Act adopts the law to meet high-tech threats like computer espionage and cyber terrorism. It was a smart thing to put in the Patriot Act new provisions of law that said, wait a minute, the enemy can use the internet. Why shouldn't we be able to counteract that activities?
The Patriot Act adopts the law? Oh, I guess he meant adapts. Oh, my God. The Patriot Act adapts the law to meet high-tech threats like computer espionage and cyber terrorism. I guess like the kind of cyber terrorism practiced by MediaMatters.org or BartCop.com. Huh? Those are real cyber terrorist sites, right? Please stand by for an important announcement from Big Brother on further enhancements of Newspeak. Oh, and I'm just curious, how many Americans are there in Bush's, Americas, I should say, are there in Bush's backward, bizarre, Orwellian universe? Please stand by! for an important announcement from Big Brother on further enhancements of Newspeak.
The Patriot Act protects the privacy and civil liberties of every American.
Every America?
Okay. That's what the American people got to understand.
Yeah.
The Patriot Act conforms to our Constitution.
Yeah.
That as we fight this war on terror, we'll honor our Constitution.
You use it as toilet paper.
We fight the war on terror, we'll protect the civil liberties of our citizens.
Oh, my God. As we fight the war on terror, we'll protect the is this man just a psycho liar? Yes. Or does he think that we are stupid? Yes. As we fight the war on terror, we'll protect the civil liberties of our citizens. I guess by citizens he means white Christian conservatives. Well, most of them anyway, right? This is incredible. The Patriot Act protects the privacy and civil liberties of every American. The Patriot Act does just the opposite. It invades and destroys the privacy of every American. But the dumbasses out there will sit with their bobbleheads and go, yup, yup, see, it's okay. Yup, because Bush says it's okay. Yup, it protects the privacy and civil rights of every American. Yup, yup, it conforms to our Constitution. Yup, yup, it, yes, it does. Yup, 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 yes, it does. Yup, yes, yes, it does. Jesus God. Now, this last clip is particularly weird. In light of today's news story that we're not going to talk about, really, that the government, the Bush crime family, missed five opportunities, that's right, five, to stop the terrorist attack on 9/11. Now, the reason we're not going to pay any attention to that, because I don't believe that there was any intelligence that was available. I think that the Bush crime family orchestrated the attack on this country, either directly or indirectly. They did it! They did it! So all the reports about, well, you know, the intelligence wasn't, well, the FBI should have done, well, you know, the CIA, that's hog squeeze. That's nonsense. That's the cover story. That's the direct responsibility away from the neoconservatives, the murderous bastards who did this to our country. That's what that's about, okay? In my humble opinion. Now, tell me again how Bush is making the world safer. The largest U.S. terrorist tragedy happens on his watch, and yet he's the tough-on-terror president? Well, you tell me, but it sounds here like Bush is more interested in getting the terrorists money than actually catching them.
We got people who want to support these killers with their money. And part of securing the country is to cut off the flow of money.
Two.
Is to chase the money.
Three.
By chasing the money, we can find facilitators. So these good folks use the Patriot Act to help find the money.
Five.
And by finding the money,
six,
we help remove a threat to the United States of America.
How about finding Bin Laden? You know, maybe you could chase, instead of chasing the money, how about chasing Osama bin Forgotten? How about something like that, you evil, evil man? Huh? Let me say one, two, three, four, six times in 22 seconds. Money, 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 money. So these good folks use the Patriot Act to help find the money. And by finding the money, we help remove a threat to the United States of America. We got to find the money. Here, let's find the money. Where's the money? Is the money over here? Is it down here? Where's the money? How about over here? Any money up here? Hey, how about there? Is there any money under this, back here in the quarter? Here, 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 Bush. Here's 50 cents. Here's some money, you half-wit. Where's the money? Got to find the money. Show me the money. Give me the money. Where's the money? Huh? Where's the... Here. You know, that's all the USA Patriot Act's about. We don't want to... Yeah, we're not interested in looking into your bank account or your charge accounts or what you put on your credit cards or what you check out of the library or what newspapers you subscribe to or where you send your money to buy a subscription to a magazine. We're not interested in getting the subscriber list to The Nation or Mother Jones. Oh, for heaven's sake. No, of course not. We're not interested in any of that. We don't know. We have no interest at all in knowing, all the pertinent information about your child, especially if it's a boy, because, you know, we're not interested in trying to Shanghai your son and maybe your daughter into the military. We're not interested in that. We don't care where you go to school. We don't care what your wife does for a living. We don't care how much money your husband makes. We don't care about any of that. We're just trying to find the money to stop the terrorists, you know. That's all we're doing. Now, sign here, please, America. Sign here. Sign here where it says, yes. Oh, Jesus, sweet Christ, yes. I want to renew the Patriot Act. Sign right here. Right here. Okay? And Dick Cheney will witness it. Here. Right here. You need a pen? Just sign here. You know, there's no problem. Your phone calls when we come back. Your phone calls when we come back.
I don't email, however. There's a reason. I don't want you reading my personal stuff.
Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Hi, everyone. I'm Matt Lauer, and Sunday night, the Discovery Channel and I want to find out who's your greatest American.
Dr. Martin Luther King Jr.
George Washington.
Who's done the most to shape your values and culture?
Oprah Winfrey.
Who inspired you and changed the way you live?
Muhammad Ali.
Now you get to vote and decide in Greatest American, a four-part series on the Discovery Channel, hosted by me, Matt Lauer.
For the people, by the people.
Greatest American, Sunday at 9 p.m. Eastern and Pacific, only on the Discovery Channel.
You know those swoopy supercars you always see on magazine covers? Ever met anybody who actually owns one? Of course not. Like most, you probably drive something a lot less exotic. But with the right care, it can be the best car in the world. That's why we created new Mobil 1 Extended Performance Oil with extra cleaning agents and 50% more SuperSend. It maximizes performance and protects critical engine parts for 15,000 miles, guaranteed. Mobil 1 Extended Performance, the oil that's changing oil.
I'm going to give you a secret, something that will save you time and money. Web conferencing with GoToMeeting. With GoToMeeting, you can hold your meetings online, so you don't ever have to leave your office. So, while driving your sales up, your travel costs are going down. Schedule a meeting in advance or on the fly, and during your conference call, everyone logs on and they see your computer desktop on their computer screen. Present, demonstrate, and collaborate, just like you're all in the same room. With GoToMeeting, you'll get more done more efficiently. Unlike other providers, GoToMeeting is affordable. For one low monthly rate, meet as often as you want. Air America listeners can try GoToMeeting free for 30 full days. For this special offer, visit www.gotomeeting.com, click on the radio microphone, and use promo code AMERICA. That's GoToMeeting.com, radio microphone, promo America for this special offer. Try GoToMeeting free today.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? I'm Jim O'Connor, independent life insurance agent specializing in term life insurance. There's been a price war between the major life insurance companies. If you've had your term life policy more than 2 years, you may be paying too much. For example, a male, age 45, non-tobacco user, issued Preferred Best, $1 million of coverage is only $56 a month, guaranteed level for 10 years. Or a male, age 50, non-tobacco user, issued Preferred Best, $500,000 of coverage is only $91 a month, guaranteed level for 20 years. The life insurance industry is going through exciting changes. Make sure you're not paying too much for your term insurance. For new or replacement term life insurance, call for a free quote. 800-799-0903. That's 800-799-0903. Don't pay too much for your term insurance. Call 800-799-0903 or visit my website at term22.com. That's term22.com. Rates based on standard underwriting and may vary by state.
Do you wake up with more aches as the years go on? Here's one reason why. Your conventional mattress may not be supporting your entire body, so your muscles have to keep working while you sleep. Not very restful. That's why there's the Tempur-Pedic Swedish mattress. Its unique material eliminates pressure points, so you sleep better. Feel the Tempur material for yourself. Call for a free sample at 1-877-289-9200. With Tempur-Pedic, you're guaranteed to sleep more soundly, wake up more energized. Even if you have back or neck problems, Tempur-Pedic offers exceptional relief. That's why over 25,000 medical professionals worldwide recommend it to their patients. So, reduce your morning aches and wake up energized instead. Call for a free sample of the Tempur-Pedic material at 1-877-289-9200. Call now, and you'll also get a free Better Sleep video and details on the 90-day trial guarantee. Call 1-877-289-9200. That's 1-877-289-9200.
Ammunition against right-wing rhetoric. Get locked and loaded with Mike Malloy.
Past the hour. I'm for some reason tonight, I'm just getting an inordinate number of emails, and I just have to apologize. I read the ones unless it's caught by the filter. I've got a filter up that looks for certain keywords and phrases, and if the keywords and phrases are there, the sender gets a form letter. But they don't come that often because the right wingers don't send me mail because they know I'll just rip their hearts out if they do, or their tongues out or something. I don't know. They're very afraid of me. That's amazing. But just so many emails are coming in tonight with you folks expressing your concern about what we're talking about here. And all I can say is I'm sorry. I'm not going to be able to answer, but I just wanted to acknowledge, you know, everything from Napa Valley to Miami to, you know, just all over the country, these emails are coming in. You know, just saying the same. You know, I've said before, the only difference between me and a lot of people listening to this program, if not most, is I've got a microphone. That's all. That's the only difference. You folks are just as articulate. You have just as much rage. You know these issues as well or better than I do. So that's the only difference. So when these emails come in, I try to write back, but can't do it, especially not tonight. They're just, like I say, for some reason. Isn't this Friday night? Isn't this date night? What the hell's wrong with you people? Aren't you out, you know, on dates or something? Oh, God. All right. To the phone calls. Tommy is calling from Florida. Tommy, welcome to the program.
Hey, Mike. How you doing? I saw the thing on the computer about Sinsburn, that scumbag piece of crap.
Isn't that horrible?
Oh, he's a piece of trash. I mean, God, I saw him on the computer on BuzzFlash.com.
Right.
As he left like a little bitch. Did I say something wrong?
Be careful now. You're getting real close.
I know. But Howard Dean never said anything wrong, okay? He was telling the truth. Yeah, they are white Christian. I think they're fundamentalists. You might disagree with me about that whole situation, but I think they're scum, if you ask me. But
well, they are, and I think, you know, I said a couple of months ago, and I haven't lived up to what I said, that I shouldn't call them fundamentalists. Their true definition, or their true appellation, is dominionists. These are people who believe that they, in their kind of twisted, psychotic Christianity, that they are to have dominion over the rest of the planet. So these are dominionists. There are a lot of fundamentalists who may not share the same belief as the dominionists. Now, frankly, I think all fundamental religion people are coming off half-cocked. I just think it's a sick way to go.
My personal opinion. I mean, the passions, the whipping of the, I call it the whipping of the Christ. The passion of the Christ is a joke. I mean, God, I mean, that crucified me. I mean, you know, I mean.
I hear you. I hear your anger. Tommy, thanks for checking.
I mean, I'm sorry, Mike.
What?
I'm sorry about that. I'm just so angry about the right-wing ignorance. I can't stand it anymore. It just bugs me to crap. You have no idea, you know. And I live in this crappy state of Florida. That's why I'm moving to Seattle, Washington, in the next couple of months. I'm out of here. I'm sick of it.
All right, Tommy, take it easy. Calm down. Take a deep breath. I hear you. You know, I hear you. I hear you, pal. Mark is calling from Florida. Mark, welcome to the program.
Hey, Mike.
Hey, Mark.
Hey, this is Mark at JustSayNoToFascism.com.
Oh, that's right. Our guy that keeps wanting me to read the preamble to his novel.
Certainly. I recommend it. I spent the election year writing it. I've also got free bumper stickers. We need to wear hats, clothing, put things on our cars, put things in our yards.
And we need to get about, and we also need to get about 5 million people in the streets.
Big time. Because what we've got here is the death of a republic, and it's been done before. They don't call this the United States of Amnesia for nothing. This stuff has all been done before. What they've got is a fake demagogue in office, a fake redneck in the White House. What they're trying to do is turn the working class, turn everybody against the working class. They did it with Gingrich. They've been doing it for 10, 15 years with Limbaugh. It's what's called a false revolution, and it's all been done before.
Yeah.
And Karl Rove knows all about it. His granddaddy was the Gaultier of Oldenburg, helped design and build concentration camps in World War II. These folks know exactly what they're doing, and that's why they're attacking states' rights right now and the courts, using wedge issues like homosexuals, pot smokers, Terry Schiavo, just like Reagan and Gingrich.
Yeah. Oh, they're masters of deceit. There is no question. Mark, I got to leave it there. Thank you, sir. Hey, Mark. Did Mark get away? Mark got away. All right. Never mind.
No, I'm still here.
Oh, say your website again real quick.
So justsaynotofascism.com.
All right. Take it easy, Mark.
Over time. It's going to be important for nations to know they will be held accountable for inactivity. That you're either with us or you're against us.
You're listening to the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
All new this June, John Larroquette is McBride, a tough lawyer for the little guy.
So you found the body?
He did not find that body. He took it from the crime scene.
More than one Perry Mason moment, Larroquette does a fine job, says the Hollywood Reporter. The New York Post says John Larroquette steals every scene he's in. An all-new Hallmark Channel mystery movie, McBride, The Doctor Is Out, Really Out, premieres Sunday night at 7, 6 Central, only on Hallmark Channel.
Imagine a natural diet ingredient that kills your appetite and helps attack obesity by simply telling your brain you are full. Imagine you could try it risk-free with a 100% money-back guarantee. No need to imagine. It's true. H57 Hoodia is now available in America in its purest form. H57 South African Hoodia will make you less hungry to help you lose more weight. Become an H57 success story. Just listen to this.
I gained 80 pounds during my pregnancy. Although I struggled and lost most of the weight I had gained, those last 30 pounds seemed impossible to get rid of. A little over 2 months ago, I started using H57 Hoodia, and I've already lost about 25 pounds, and I still eat all the foods I enjoy. H57 is incredible. From the very first time I tried it, I just wasn't as hungry, so I ate less and finally lost the weight I wanted.
Become an H57 success story. Call for your risk-free supply of H57 Hoodia toll-free 1-800-227-0361. That's 1-800-227-0361. Unconditional money-back guarantee. Call 1-800-227-0361 or visit myh57.com.
What's more delectable than caviar? More indulgent than curling up on cashmere? And more satisfying than purring the day away? New Fancy Feast Gourmet Gold Dry Cat Food. At last, a dry cat food good enough to be called Fancy Feast. Your cat will be an absolute bliss. Visit FancyFeast.com to find out how you can receive a free sample of new Fancy Feast Gourmet Gold.
The ability to remotely access your office PC from home or while traveling is a must.
Problem is, solutions like PC Anywhere or VPNs are so limiting and difficult to use. Great news! Go to MyPC, the easiest, most secure way to access your PC from anywhere all over the internet. You don't have to be a tech guru to figure it out. All you need is internet access, and you'll have complete and instant access to everything on your Office PC from anywhere. Simply log on to GoToMyPC.com, and your desktop instantly appears just as if you were sitting in front of your Office computer. Work with all your programs and files, check email, and access any network resource. With GoToMyPC, anything you can do at your Office PC, you can now do from, well, anywhere. You can try GoToMyPC free for 30 days with unlimited access. Visit www.GoToMyPC.com, click the radio listener link, and use promo code AMERICA. That's GoToMyPC.com, radio listener link, promo AMERICA. Try GoToMyPC free today.
Planet check.
With the concrete jungle that surrounds city folk, it's easy to forget that we're still part of the natural world.
We have a reminder, keeping bees in the cities, we have a reminder of that.
That's Tom Chester, president of the San Francisco Beekeepers Association.
By keeping bees, we're able, through their pollination, to support our gardeners and those who do keep flowering plants in the cities.
Tom explains the unbearable lightness of being.
You know, the bees, as they visit each flower, they move pollen from flower to flower, and therefore help the plants pollinate. In other words, bees and flowers co-evolved. They have a symbiotic relationship. And also, it helps us to understand that we're part of that same sort of natural process, that we are part of nature despite this technological society in which we live.
So be it. That's Planet Check.
Planet Check is possible thanks to Clif Bar, the energy bar made with organic ingredients by a company committed to sustaining you and the planet. More at CliffBar.com.
Every year, 230,000 men are diagnosed with prostate cancer. Worse yet, in the time it takes to play nine innings, prostate cancer kills nine men. This is Reggie Jackson, asking you to make a pledge in the fight against this deadly disease. This Father's Day week, team up with me, Major League Baseball, and the Prostate Cancer Foundation to keep Dad in the game. Call 800-798-CURE and be part of the Prostate Cancer Foundation's Home Run Challenge. Again, 800-798-CURE. Make a pledge. Make a difference.
Did you know there's an affordable way to renovate your kitchen without major construction? With cabinet refacing from Sears Home Services, you can transform your kitchen without the cost, time, or massive totally remodeling. See for yourself. Call for a free in-home estimate and design consultation at 1-800-828-1200. With Sears Cabinet Refacing, choose from hundreds of decorator styles to help create the kitchen of your dreams. Your kitchen can look brand new in about 4 to 6 days. Products and services are provided by a Sears authorized contractor. License number available on request. So don't replace your cabinets, just reface them. Call Sears Cabinet Refacing for a free in-home estimate and design consultation at 1-800-828-1200. Some restrictions apply. Not available in all areas. Ask your consultant for offer details and written warranty. That's Cabinet Refacing from Sears Home Services. 1-800-828-1200. That's 1-800-828-1200.
Jerry Springer. What the hell are we doing in Iraq? We have become so sanitized to this war. It is really obscene. You do not get the sense as you walk the streets of America, of any town you are in, as we go about our daily lives. There is no sense that we're in the middle of a very difficult and ugly war.
Jerry Springer on Air America Radio.
It is the calling of our time to rid the world of terror. That's our calling. It's the calling of the 21st century. And it's a calling that we will not tire for. It's a calling that we will keep in our minds.
You might, if you haven't gone there yet, check out the website unitedforpeace.org, unitedforpeace.org, for information on, I believe, the last weekend in September this year. They are beginning the organizational responsibilities of bringing a massive demonstration to Washington, D.C. So check it out, unitedforpeace.org, okay? Nadine is calling from San Diego. Nadine, welcome to the program. Thanks for holding on.
How are you, Mike?
I'm doing fine, Nadine. How about you?
Oh, we're doing fine. Here's one that has been floating on DU for a little while. You know how one of our wonderful senators got the flowers for her actions over the elections?
Yeah, Barbara Boxer, right.
Well, we're all planning to send Senator Brenner blinkies.
Send him what?
Pacifiers.
Oh, binkies, pacifiers. yeah, okay. Make sure you send the nukes, N-U-K nukes, because the other ones will deform his mouth.
Well, the only thing is keep the package as is, otherwise somebody will get suspicious. And if people can afford it, just include a copy of the Constitution with the package.
That would be nice.
Nice letter.
Yeah.
Mine is in the mail.
Sending pacifiers to Sensenbrenner. I'd like to send him his walking papers. I'd like to send him, I have to be very careful here. I'd like to send him a one-way ticket back to Wisconsin. I'd like to send him actually to hell, but I'm not supposed to say that because that might have implications of...
I know. Right. That's why we're just keeping it to pacifiers and diapers.
Pacifiers and diapers, all right.
He behaved like a baby today.
Yeah, you did indeed. Thanks, Nadine.
You're welcome.
Appreciate you checking in. Kevin is calling from Connecticut. Kevin, welcome to the program.
Hi, Mike. How are you tonight?
Doing fine. How about you, Kevin?
All right. I haven't talked to you in a while.
Yeah, I know.
I sent you some emails about this Bolton guy. I sent you an email about all his writings because I think you might want to just look at some of the more lies that we hear. We don't hear about, you know, some of the articles he wrote back in 1997 about attacking Iraq and, you know, and his... you've heard stuff about his stuff on the UN, but you haven't heard much about, you know, he wanted to attack Iraq back then. And, like, the point I'm trying to make here is that it was in the works to attack Iraq long before the Downing Street memo, I hate to tell you. I think,
oh, sure,
I think,
sure.
I think you know that anyway. We've talked about it before. And the whole thing is that Leo Strauss, one of the founders of the neocons, believed that noble lies were okay if it fit the greater goal.
Right.
You know, and I the other thing I wanted to say, if you'd let me say this too before I go, is I'm not a big fan of Joe Biden, Senator Biden of New Delaware, and who is Joe Biden to criticize Howard Dean? You know, I mean, Howard Dean was right, and I hate to tell Mr. Biden this, but you know, Mr. Biden's tactics are getting eaten up by the Republicans, aren't they, Mike?
Oh, absolutely.
I mean, you know, and this Chris Matthews guy, he's all over Howard Dean, and where had the Chris Matthews been when Frank Luntz and Newt Gingrich, remember that they came up with this thing that always called the Democrats traitors, baby killers, remember
right.
All that?
Oh, yeah, sure.
How come the media is not on that crap?
You
know what I mean? Why don't they highlight what the Republicans and their bad-mouthing of Democrats all the time,
yeah.
Bad-mouthing of liberals all the time, and gays, and, you know, on and on. They don't talk about that, right?
Well, they're not allowed to. They are whores for George Bush, and when you're a whore, you do what your pimp says, or you'll get beat up, knocked around, thrown out on the street again. So, you know, you may be expecting a little bit too much.
No, I know. They're whores for Lockheed Martin and the rest of Raytheon and the rest of them, right?
Well, that and for fascism. You know, these people in media would love fascism because there'd be no challenge. They won't have to bust their ass to go get a job. Go get a story, dig out a story, try to find, some kind of investigative reporting because it won't exist anymore. They'll be able to sit back and just write based on press releases from simple Scotty McClellan on what the White House is doing. So media is very interested in fascism. They welcome fascism. Do you understand me?
I hear you.
All right. Media wants fascism. because it eliminates competition. It gives them very safe and secure a niche from which they can do their work.
I want to say one last thing to you. I of all the shows on Air America, you're the best one. It's too bad you're not on at a better hour for yourself. Even I make a point of every night listening to you from 10 o'clock to 1 o'clock in the morning.
Well, that's great. Thanks, Kevin. I appreciate it.
Have a good night, buddy.
All right, you take care. Where are we here? John is calling from San Diego. John, welcome to the program.
Yeah. Hi, Mike.
Hey, John.
I didn't go out on a date tonight. I decided to stay home and have my blood boiled.
Yeah, that's always a lot more fun, isn't it?
Cheap thrills.
Really?
Yeah, I wanted to go back over something you said that I find is extremely important.
All right.
That is, you said that the 19 hijackers thing is a cover story.
Yeah.
Now, I don't hear that on any of the other liberal left-leaning talk shows, and I'm wondering why, because I believe that entirely. I also believe that Osama bin Laden was just conveniently rolled into this cover story. I don't
okay,
know if you
okay well, let me give you a quick answer why you don't hear it. The other liberal or progressive talk show hosts on this network and other places are probably more responsible in their comments than I am. That's a really shooting from the hip. Let me finish here because this is important. I should know better. I worked as a journalist for years, for CNN, for newspapers, yada, yada, yada. And I know you're supposed to check your sources. You're supposed to be able, even if you have anonymous sources, you've got to have some basis in fact. I have no basis in fact whatsoever. It's just strictly a gut feeling based on 3 years now of filling my head with this opinion and that opinion, looking at the videos that are out there, looking at what was supposed to have been a massive jet plane slamming into the Pentagon, looking at the Twin Towers come down, finding out that some of the 19 hijackers, who obviously were blown into a million pieces, are still alive, some living in Egypt, some living in Jordan, I believe. So to me, the reaction of Bush when he was reading his pet goat story, just all of it. I have come to the conclusion that it's that 99% of what happened that day, as it's been reported to the American public, was a lie. There is a massive cover story to support the lie. Now, I can't prove anything, and so far nobody else has been able to prove anything. There's lots of speculation. There's lots of, quote, proof, end quote, based on that speculation. But most people you hear on the radio regarding this issue will probably be a little bit more responsible than I am. I'm just sick of it. I hate it. I've been around longer than most people on talk radio. I'm more cynical. I'm more jaded. And I hate these people with a passion that is so deep and abiding that sometimes it scares me. So that's I just wanted to say that, okay?
Well, here's how I'm looking at it.
Okay.
These other folks that are your cohorts,
right,
are saying that the hijacker story is true, and there's no proof of that either.
Well, no, there is not. But you.
So how responsible is that?
Well, when you have a it's not. I'm just saying.
You're saying they're more responsible, and I'm showing you they're not. I don't know why you're doing this.
All right, I get your point. I get your point.
Thanks, Mike.
I do understand what you're saying with that.
Okay. Well, is that? I'm sorry I'm having my blood boiled here too hard.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
All right, take care. I appreciate it, John. No, John's right. There's no proof either way. The only answer I have to what he said was that, you know, when you have government and media and academia and all the commissions and everybody agreeing beforehand and then to the event and then working backwards to prove the event, that's a pretty powerful argument to try to overcome. When all those forces are saying, this is what happened, and then working backwards and proving. But then when you listen to everything, to FBI people and CIA people and, responsible ones, people who do put their country first, when you look at all the evidence that's been put together by people who have literally spent the better part of their lives over the past 2-3 years piecing together a little bit of footage here, a little bit of a proof there, a little bit here, a little bit there, you come to a conclusion that is absolutely diametrically opposed to the official line. And I find it interesting that these dead hijackers keep popping up alive. Have you seen those reports? They surface every once in a while. One of them will be spotted in Abu Dhabi or somewhere, you know, shopping for fresh herbs at a market, you know, and then they just submerge again. And I'm sorry, but that just doesn't quite, you know, fit the story. So I've said it before, and I will go far enough out on the limb to say it again. George W. Bush and his slimy cohorts are responsible, either directly or indirectly, for what occurred in this country on September 11th, 2001. That is a fact.
Oh, I'd love to wear a rainbow every day and tell the world that everything's okay. But I'll try to carry off a little darkness on my back.
This is the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
You know those swoopy Italian supercars you always see in the movies? Or those hyper-expensive Autobahn burners that are always on car magazine covers? Have you ever met anybody who actually owns one? Of course not. Most people drive something a lot less exotic. But the funny thing about cars is, it doesn't matter what you drive. If you take care of it, it can be the best car in the world. So even if you don't drive a high-performance car, you should be buying a high-performance oil. Like new Mobil 1 Extended Performance. It's a new kind of lubricant with extra cleaning agents and 50% more SuperSend. Mobil 1 Extended Performance really does extend performance and provides powerful protection of critical engine parts for an incredible 15,000 miles guaranteed. Okay, so maybe you aren't driving the world's most expensive car, but we'll guarantee you that for the next 15,000 miles, it might just be one of the world's best protected. Mobil 1 Extended Performance, the oil that's changing oil.
Hi, I'm Eva Longoria. You know, some women have to guess what a man wants. But I, on the other hand, know exactly what a man really wants. Something that will keep a smile on his face for a very, very long time. Sirius Satellite Radio, of course. Oh yeah, it's got over 120 channels, including 100% commercial-free music, plus the best news, talk, uncensored comedy, and the most complete sports coverage. It's enough to satisfy any man.
Right now, get a Sirius Satellite Radio for just $49.99 after a $50 mail-in rebate. It's our lowest price ever. Offer valid for the 6-month prepaid subscription and available for a limited time at participating retailers. Subscriptions sold separately. Terms, conditions, and activation fee apply. Visit Best Buy, CircuitCityCrutchfield.com, Radio Shack, or Sirius.com for details. It's more than just radio. It's Sirius Satellite Radio.
Sirius Satellite Radio. It's what's on every man's mind.
I'm going to give you a secret. Something that will save you time and money. Web conferencing with GoToMeeting. With GoToMeeting, you can hold your meetings online, so you don't ever have to leave your office. So, while driving your sales up, your travel costs are going down. Schedule a meeting in advance or on the fly, and during your conference call, everyone logs on and they see your computer desktop on their computer screen. Present, demonstrate, and collaborate, just like you're all in the same room. With GoToMeeting, you'll get more done more efficiently. Unlike other providers, GoToMeeting is affordable. For one low monthly rate, meet as often as you want. Air America listeners can try GoToMeeting free for 30 full days. For this special offer, visit www.gotomeeting.com, click on the radio microphone, and use promo code AMERICA. That's gotomeeting.com, radio microphone, promo AMERICA for this special offer. Try GoToMeeting free today.
Would you take 10 minutes to protect the future of your family? In just 10 minutes, you could have up to $150,000 of select-term life insurance from the American Life Insurance Company of New York. For more information and a free rate quote, just call 1-866-492-2500. That's all it takes, just 10 minutes to apply over the phone. There's no medical exam, no long forms, and no agent will visit you. Just answer some simple questions and you'll be quoted a very affordable rate. If you qualify, your coverage begins right away. During your term, your rates will never go up and your benefits will never go down. Now it's fast, easy, and affordable to protect your loved ones for a lifetime. Call American Life now for a free rate quote. 1-866-492-2500. Based in New York City, American Life issues select term under form number ALNYSELO3 or a state variation. call American Life, 1-866-492-2500. That's 1-866-492-2500.
I knew that the farther we got away from September the 11th, the more likely it would be that I would continue to have to convince people that we live in a dangerous world, and we do.
Any chance you made it that way? Huh? Kathy's getting some emails, and I apologize for this, that Janine is... what did you tell me during the break?
That she often brings up her own skepticism over the 9/11.
The 9/11 thing? Yeah, okay. So my apologies to Sam and Janine. I swear to God, I used to listen to their program and to Randy's program. And here's my excuse. Are you ready? WWAA 1690 here in Atlanta that carries Air America, they shifted their transmitter. And we live in a weird part of this particular county. And like I've said, we live out of ways. And before they shifted the signal in the transmitter, we could pick it up just crystal clear. Now, when I'm in the basement working and I listen to Air America, all I get is, I can hear a voice in the background, whoever it is, Randy or whoever, but it's static. So now when I'm out and about in the car, I can tune them in. So I've missed hearing them, you know. I've said before, I got to the point where I couldn't listen to talk radio ever. It was trash, garbage, vomit. And then Air America came online or came on the air back in May a year ago, and or February. When was it? February. And I thought, oh my God. April. I knew it was in there somewhere. But so I have missed hearing Sam and Janine. I have missed hearing Randy. I never hear the morning program. Very seldom get a chance to hear Al, although if I'm out and about, I'll listen because he, you know, say what you want about his liberalism or progressivism or lack thereof. He has some great guests on. I just don't like it when he calls G. Gordon Liddy his friend. And he has, and it's a funny show. I'm not. Please don't misunderstand. I'm not knocking anybody on this network. I have respect for all of them. Well, okay. Well, all right. Somebody said, "What about Jerry Springer?" Yeah, okay. You know, he's not doing his TV thing. He's trying. He's doing his thing. So there's no dissent here on my part about anybody who has the courage. Yes, has the courage to go on this network every day and really let it hang out, you know. And we all know that there's an element of risk here. Now, does that sound paranoid? You're damn right. Is paranoid justified? You're damn right. You people that email this program, you are taking a risk. Trust me on that. But so anyway, Sam and Janine apparently are also expressing a lot of doubts. I don't know about Randy, but doubts about the real scenario. Janine is where it concerned what happened on 9/11. I just don't believe it. I don't believe the cover story anymore. I did at first. I like everybody else, just in a state of absolute utter shock. Yeah, I'll never forget that morning when one of my daughters in Florida called me. "Dad, are you watching CNN?" And no, I wasn't. Were we working then? Yeah, we were working. And I was still asleep. And Libby called me at about 9:05 in the morning. She said, "You better turn it on." And I turned it on, and I just sat there for the rest of the day and sobbed because I knew. I've been to the World Trade Center before. I knew that on a normal working day, those twin towers could hold 30,000-40,000 people. And I remember saying to Kathy was out somewhere. She came in. I said, "Jesus Christ, are you listening?" And she said, "Yeah, I heard it on the radio." And we just sat there. And I was, I kept thinking, there's going to be, the death toll is going to be just astonishing. And not to minimize, 3,000, it was astonishing. It was horrible. But, so it was easy to accept the cover story then. When you're in shock, it's like, oh, my God, these dirty bastards. They'd come after us. And you even forget the atrocities that the United States has committed against everybody else in that moment. You really do. I mean, it's just a natural reaction, I guess. Yeah, it never crosses your mind. This is a counterattack. This is revenge. This is payback. You just don't think that way. You just think, oh my God, you know, this has happened in my country. You don't stop and think that this happens in downtown Tel Aviv or Ramallah or wherever every day. You know, bombs and suicide bombers and retaliatory attacks and armies moving and tanks crushing houses. You know, we just don't think that way, do we? So it was a shock. And it was easy to buy the official story. And it was in that state of shock that we passed the Civil Liberties Destroying Patriot Act. And now it's up for renewal. It's time to wake up, truth seekers. It's time to wake up and end this criminal regime that runs this country. So that's, you know, just that little digression about why I don't believe it. It's not because I'm, you know, a so-called conspiracy theorist, although I think that 99% of the conspiracy theorists are a hell of a lot more sane and inventive and creative than the people who just go along and say, yep, that's what happened, yep, regardless of what that is that we're saying, yep, that's what happened. In this case, the attack on this country on September 11th, I believe in the deepest part of my mind, heart, whatever, that it was engineered by the Bush administration. That this cadre of criminals committed an atrocious act against this country. And I mean, it's unlike anything that's ever been committed against this country, because it was committed either implicitly or explicitly by people who constitutionally we trusted. We didn't elect him. These are criminals that stole our system. But the Constitution trusted these people to run this country, and they bombed it. And why did we impeach Clinton? Yeah. And look how wonderful it was for King George. He hit the trifecta on 9/11. Said so himself. This is Air America.
Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
This is a Mother Jones Minute. Do you value your right to privacy? Then pay attention to this. The Bush administration has given the U.S. military access to your personal records in a domestic spying program far more ambitious than anything undertaken in the past. Since 2002, local law enforcement and other government agencies have been making information about civilians available to a Pentagon power center most people have never heard of. The name? The U.S. Northern Command, or NORTHCOM. Mother Jones reveals that NORTHCOM has been skirting privacy laws by forging partnerships with private data miners. Because most of NORTHCOM's activity takes place in secret, very little is known about exactly what kind of information the center is gathering and on whom. Are there any laws keeping the Pentagon from spying on you? Not really, but there should be. For the full report, visit MotherJones.com. This has been a Mother Jones Minute.
You know, sleep can really impact how we look. I've noticed when I don't get enough sleep, not only does my skin look duller, but I just look older. So when I have pain and trouble sleeping, I don't just put up with it. I take something, Tylenol PM. It doesn't make me groggy, and it's non-habit forming. I just look and feel better when I get enough sleep. For me, it's not just about hitting the gym and stocking up at the makeup counter. It's about making sure I relieve my pain and I can sleep. Tylenol PM. Use only as directed.
If you're looking for a way to treat frequent heartburn, why not ask your doctor for his opinion? Then maybe go get a second opinion.
even a third, a fourth, a fifth, a sixth, a seventh, an eighth, we're willing to bet you'll hear Prilosec OTC quite a bit. Because now doctors and pharmacists are recommending Prilosec OTC more than any other OTC acid reducer. One pill a day, 24 hours, zero heartburn. It's possible with Prilosec OTC. Use as directed for 14 days for treating frequent heartburn, not for immediate relief based on share of recommendation.
Air America Radio News, I'm Spencer Rain. Tropical Storm Arlene is becoming a better organized air mass as it continues to move north through the Gulf of Mexico. The National Hurricane Center says it could reach hurricane strength on Saturday. Lee Stokes with the Mississippi Emergency Management Agency says the latest projected path of the storm is heading east and stands to miss her neck of the woods.
To make landfall somewhere, possibly in Alabama. It looks like Mississippi will fare very well in this storm.
Tropical storm warnings and a hurricane watch are posted from Louisiana to the northwestern Florida coast for Arlene, which has sustained winds of 70 miles an hour, and those tropical storm winds extend up to 150 miles ahead of the storm as it moves north. Forecasters say the Gulf Coast states in the path of the storm can expect 8 to as much as 12 inches of rain as Arlene works her way inland. No matter how small 9/11 gets in the rearview mirror, cities are still very much in play. The warning from counterterrorism agent John Miller with the Los Angeles Police Department. Miller joined a panel at the U.S. Conference of Mayors meeting in Chicago and warned the city leaders of what he says is a growing sense of complacency since no deadly attacks have followed the 2001 tragedies, but he believes there are real threats today, and they include planes, trains, and schoolhouses. Miller says all are vulnerable, and the city should be preparing to respond to emergencies in each of those cases. A roadside bomb claims the lives of 5 Marines in western Iraq. The Pentagon describes today as one of the deadliest targeting American troops since the war began. The attack comes as the bodies of some 21 men, possibly Iraqi soldiers, all killed execution style, are found along the Syrian border. Smoke and flames kill 30 people at a hotel in southern China. Authorities say it took fire crews some 3 hours to control the blaze, which erupted in Shantou along the South China Sea. 5 bodies were found immediately, but rescue workers found 25 more victims as they worked through the rubble. Another 15 were injured as investigators hunt for a cause. Mad cow disease is back on radar. U.S. Agriculture Secretary Mike Johann says one animal has tested positive for the disease, that points out the food supply should not be impacted.
There is no risk to human health. The animal did not enter the food or the feed chain.
No verdict yet. The jury starts the weekend without a final decision in the Michael Jackson child molestation trial. With 8 days of deliberating in the books, fans are restless, the media impatient, and police concerned things may get out of hand around the courthouse. Air America Radio News, I'm Spencer Rain.
Hi, I'm Pam Dauber. Are you falling behind in school or at work because you can't keep up with the huge volume of reading that's required? Do you feel like you're drowning in a sea of reading? Introducing IQ, the revolutionary reading and comprehension program. Today's world is supercharged and competitive, and the fact is, those that can process information efficiently will be the ones to get ahead. You see, the average person reads about 200 to 300 words per minute, but after only 12 easy 7-minute IQ sessions, many people move from reading 200 to 2,000 words per minute. Imagine what you could accomplish reading and comprehending at that speed. Don't let another day go by allowing your reading skills to hold you back. Call IQ today.
Call now. We'll send you the complete IQ computer program free for 30 days. That's 1-800-900-2657. You cover a nominal shipping fee, and the program is yours to use and evaluate for 30 days. Call now. 1-800-900-2657. That's 1-800-900-2657.
In the game of life, what's in your credit report can make all the difference in the world.
The Smith family going for a home loan. The referees are reviewing their credit report.
Wouldn't you like to know what's in your credit report before you apply for credit? Now you can. Log on to freecreditreport.com and get your credit report instantly online for free.
Upon further review, the loan is approved.
Be prepared for the biggest games of your life. Log on to freecreditreport.com. That's freecreditreport.com.
Hi, I'm Pam Dauber. Are you falling behind in school or at work because you can't keep up with the huge volume of reading that's required? Do you feel like you're drowning in a sea of reading? Introducing IQ, the revolutionary reading and comprehension program. Today's world is supercharged and competitive, and the fact is, those that can process information efficiently will be the ones to get ahead. You see, the average person reads about 200 to 300 words per minute, but after only 12 easy 7-minute IQ sessions, many people move from reading 200 to 2,000 words per minute. Imagine what you could accomplish reading and comprehending at that speed. Don't let another day go by allowing your reading skills to hold you back. Call IQ today.
Call now. We'll send you the complete IQ computer program free for 30 days. That's 1-800-900-2657. You cover a nominal shipping fee, and the program is yours to use and evaluate for 30 days. Call now. 1-800-900-2657. That's 1-800-900-2657.
What's happening, everybody? It's your main man, Kyle Jason. I want everybody to go out there and walk past their local newsstand and tell me what they see. The marketing towards the young urban demographic has gotten completely out of control. Every magazine you see, whether it's Vibe, Double XL, Source, whatever it is, they're all talking about the thug issue, the gun issue, the jail issue. We're going to take these magazines and dissect them from top to bottom, and we want to know what you think. Don't miss the next Kyle Jason show, baby, this Saturday night on Air America Radio.
Welcome back. It's about 7 past the hour. Shelby over at radiopower.org, and if you haven't been to that site, you ought to go there, but Shelby sent me an email quoting an Associated Press story. 2,200 members of the media received credentials to cover Michael Jackson's trial. And without realizing the asinine of what they're saying, they add as a modifying phrase at the end of the sentence, more than the O.J. Simpson and Scott Peterson murder trials combined. Oh. 2,200 members of the media received credentials to cover Michael Jackson's trial. This is so sick. This is beyond belief. This is why, those of us, and it's practically everybody on Air America Radio Network, and anybody with half a brain left, says that the media in this country has become nothing but a pack of cheap whores. It's just unbelievable. 2,200 people to cover this freak's trial. It's astonishing, isn't it? Huh? Can you believe it? Now, isn't it interesting that editorandpublisher.com had this today? Public trust in newspapers and television news continued to decline in Gallup's annual survey of, quote, public confidence in major institutions, end quote, in the United States. And public trust in newspapers and television news reached an all-time low this year. According to editor and publisher, those having a, quote, great deal or quite a lot, end quote, of confidence in newspapers dipped from 30% to 28% in 1 year. The same for television. The previous low for newspapers was 29% in 1994. Since 2000, confidence in newspapers has declined from 37% to 28%, and television from 36% to 28%. It goes on to say, however, some other institutions fared worse, far worse this year, suggesting a broad level of distrust, cynicism, or malaise. In us, confidence in the presidency plunged from 52% to 44%. Congress and the criminal justice system also suffered 8% drops. Confidence in the U.S. Supreme Court fell from 46% to 41%. The 22% confidence rating for Congress is the lowest in 8 years. The military topped the poll with a 74% confidence rating, and the police at 63%, and organized religion at 53%. Jesus, God in heaven, the three organizations that are nothing more than the tools of fascism that are eating and destroying this country, the military, the police, and organized religion, and their ratings are those numbers, 74, 63, and 53% respectively. Big business and Congress, both at 22%. HMOs at 17%. Those three, big business, Congress, and HMOs, brought up the rear. Looking at the newspaper numbers of those surveyed, 24% say they have very little confidence in them. Maybe it's because, let me just say this. These numbers, Do you understand what they really reflect? They reflect that the Bush crime family is destroying whatever confidence we had. You'll notice most of these are since 2000. Whatever confidence we had in our institutions is being absolutely smashed by the Bush crime family. That is another absolute requirement to bring about fascism. And the three institutions with the highest ratings, military, police, and the sick, organized, fake Christian religion in this country. Those three, the ascendancy of those three, are also absolutely necessary in the rise of fascism. Do you understand that? Do you folks understand? I've been talking about fascism coming to this country since what, Kathy? 1999, 1998? Not that that makes me unique. A lot of folks out there have been saying the same thing. But who does not yet believe it's happening? Sensenbrenner today was merely the latest example. And this is what the neocons, the neo-fascists, all these people, the Project for the New American Century, the Republican Party, the sick bastard-like religionists in this country, the Bush crime family, this is what the goal was. This goes back to 1994, to Newt Gingrich. Destroy the confidence that Americans have in their political system, in their media. What do you think all this liberal media was all about? Destroy whatever confidence America has in their political system, their political parties, their media, their entertainment industry. Build confidence in the police, the military, and religion. If you go to Eric Blumrich's website, bushflash.com/14.html, I think, the thing that Eric put together, he did the video, I did the audio, about the 14 defining characteristics of fascism. And it's not my words. I embellished them, but they're the words of I forget where I got it. But if you did it on the program one night, and Eric heard it, and got it off, either captured it right then or got it off White Rose, and then put video to it, or animation to it. I don't know what do you say? Do you say video or animation? I don't know. But anyway, if you go to Eric's website, bushflash.com. And look around. Find the 14 defining characteristics of fascism. And if you haven't already heard it or watched it, then just take a look. And you tell me, truth seeker, if we're not there. 2,200 credentialed journalists, quote, to cover the Michael Jackson story. Shelby, thanks for sending it to me, but damn. All right. Back to the phone calls, please. Susan is calling from Florida. Susan, welcome to the program.
Good evening, Mike.
Hey.
Oakland Park, Florida.
Well, good. Where's that? Where's Oakland Park?
Surrounded by Fort Lauderdale.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
Okay.
That's Randy Rhoads' territory.
Yes, it certainly is.
That's my
the
girl.
The local station has the audacity to air it on time delay.
You're kidding me.
No, I'm not. So she immediately precedes you from 6 to 10 p.m.
You guys don't get a majority report?
From 1 to 4 a.m.
Oh, my God. Oh, well, you know, sure, I'm not surprised.
Yeah. You touched on all three things I called to talk about, but the main thing is that in the last hour of her show tonight, Randy had phone interviews with three Democrats on the House Judiciary Committee. Her congressman from Palm Beach County, Florida, Jerry Nadler.
Yeah.
Congresswoman, Debbie Wasserman Schultz from Broward and Palm Beach County.
Uh-huh.
And most importantly, Sheila Jackson Lee from Houston. And she was especially passionate and outraged and notably talked about the impact on her constituents when the likes of what Sensenbrenner did
mm-hmm.
to shut down any voices of inquiry, let alone dissent. And, she reminded me a lot of the late Barbara Jordan.
You know, the one day I should have been listening to Randy and I wasn't. Hey, let me put you on hold a second.
Okay.
I'll come right back to you, Susan, because I want to hear some more of what you got to say. Quick break here. We'll be back. I'm Mike Malloy.
America Radio.
Bob,
you can take this job.
Take this job and shove it. So you're quitting, huh?
Yep.
I bet you're going to start your own business.
Right.
What do you know about starting a business? You got to buy a business, start from scratch. How about startup money?
Well,
you even know where to get startup money?
That my brother.
Got a business plan? Can't raise money to start a business without a business plan.
I can't.
You're pathetic. You need Bruce Berman's book. It's called I Got Here, You Can Too: A Master's Course in Becoming a Millionaire. Want to be a millionaire, Bob?
That's the idea.
Then you got to buy his book. It shows exactly how Berman made a fortune in business and how you can too. Want a profitable business, Bob?
Uh huh. Sure.
Thanks, Bob. This is Bruce Berman. If you want to make $5, $10, even $15,000 a month right now from the comfort of your own home, then you don't have to buy my book. I will give you a free copy of my book and my Making Money CD. That's over $100 value. This limited time free offer is available only on my website, 9freebook.com. That's the number 9freebook.com. That's the number 9freebook.com. You could be making money within 30 days, guaranteed. So log on to 9freebook.com now.
Did you know there's an affordable way to renovate your kitchen without major construction? With cabinet refacing from Sears Home Services, you can transform your kitchen without the cost, time, or massive totally remodeling. See for yourself. Call for a free in-home estimate and design consultation at 1-800-828-1200. With Sears Cabinet Refacing, choose from hundreds of decorator styles to help create the kitchen of your dreams. Your kitchen can look brand new in about 4 to 6 days. Products and services are provided by a Sears authorized contractor. License number available on request. So don't replace your cabinets, just reface them. Call Sears Cabinet Refacing for a free in-home estimate and design consultation at 1-800-828-1200. Some restrictions apply. Not available in all areas. Ask your consultant for offer details and written warranty. That's Cabinet Refacing from Sears Home Services. 1-800-828-1200. That's 1-800-828-1200.
Thank you for calling to learn more about the See Clearly method.
What's the catch?
Excuse me?
The catch. Your radio commercial said you can improve my eyesight so I won't be dependent on my glasses and contacts. There has to be a catch.
No catch, sir. Our optometrists believe that you can indeed better your vision with the See Clearly method.
It's surgery, right? Expensive surgery?
No, no surgery, no drugs, no catches. The See Clearly method is a revolutionary approach to better vision that doesn't require drugs or surgery. Oh, but there is one thing I forgot to mention.
I knew it. A catch.
I can give you a free video that will tell you all about it.
A free video. Hey, wait a minute. That's a good thing.
We know it sounds unbelievable, but the See Clearly method can improve bad vision naturally without drugs or surgery. See for yourself by calling for our free video to preview the See Clearly method. Call 1-800-774-1683. Call now before you get sidetracked and forget. Your vision is too important. For your free video, call 1-800-774-1683. That's 1-800-774-1683.
Bad breath stinks. Nobody wants to have it, and nobody wants to smell it. It's an embarrassing clinical condition that can dramatically ruin the quality of your life. I'm Dr. Harold Katz, founder of the California Breath Clinics. I've smelled more bad breath than any other doctor on this planet. I've helped hundreds of thousands of people just like you to conquer bad breath, sour, bitter taste, and dry mouth with my TheraBreath products. My book, The Bad Breath Bible, is the number one reference on this misdiagnosed disorder. Whether you're worried about occasional bad breath from garlic and onions, or if you have chronic halitosis due to diabetes, tonsils, or alcohol-based mouthwash, The Bad Breath Bible has a solution for you. The truth is you can't smell your own breath, so you never know if you're offending someone. That's why everyone needs to read it.
Call right now for your free copy of The Bad Breath Bible while supplies last. You will also receive a free 2-week trial of TheraBreath, an amazing line of products that will completely eliminate bad breath. Call 1-800-590-9870. That's 1-800-590-9870. 1-800-590-9870.
Little did I realize we'd get the trifecta.
That's real funny, isn't it? That's real funny. 21 past the hour. You know, if Bush has nothing to hide regarding the attacks on 9/11, then why did he work so hard to block an independent investigation? Remember that when Bush and Cheney called Tom Daschle and who else did they call? Somebody else, and said, you know, back off, back off. Is that the action of an innocent man? Wouldn't a clean president, so to speak, want to get to the bottom of the attack to find out the truth? These people have blood of 3,000 people that were murdered in New York on their hands, New York and Pennsylvania and Washington. God, you talk about a criminal group. All right, we were talking with Susan in Florida. Susan, one of the reasons the schedule is a little bit skewed on the station out of Miami is...
I know his name.
Yeah, well, I don't know who it is, but he's a big fan of this show. It's so that they can put this show on. And, in a lot of markets, they have to move some of the elements of the Air America radio network around. And I know it's upsetting for folks who are used to hearing, for example, Randy live, or in some instances, me live, or Janine and Sam live, and you don't, you know, you may not get us live. And it just has to do with trying to put all the pieces together so that people can hear the whole Air America Radio broadcast day. So
it's disappointing, but it's understandable.
Yeah, yeah. But Randy having all the... Randy having all those guests on today, damn, I wish I would have heard that because...
Well, I know a website you can go to called the White Rose Society.
Yeah, right. You're absolutely right. What's wrong with me? I can download it this weekend. Oh, my God, what's wrong with me? I can just go...
This is the best part. She played the audio of the chaos that happened after Sensenbrenner gaveled the hearing closed and multiple voices are shouting.
Yeah, we had a little bit of that on the first hour here. Somebody emailed me and said you've got to go to C-SPAN and see it on video, because as effective as it is with just the audio, it's even more effective when you see the video also. And that's another thing I want to do this weekend if I get a chance.
I understand that's true, but I also understand that the cameras were ordered shut off at one point.
Can you believe that?
And that, yeah, absolutely I can.
Yeah.
With this bunch of thugs, of course I can.
Yeah.
But the audio continues for a while, and then it's interrupted, and then it continues again.
Mm-hmm.
So you make it a little more out of that.
Yeah. But what? Yeah, that.
There's a whole discussion about, you know, how it's absolutely illegal for Sensenbrenner to have ended the hearing the way he did.
Ah, but he's a Republican. There's nothing that is outside the law for Republicans. Nothing.
That's absolutely true.
Yeah, that's exactly what the National Socialists said in Germany in the 30s. Once they came to power, nothing was outside the realm of what they could and could not do. Nothing.
Absolutely. And I no longer believe, and I haven't for a long time, anything that comes from any governmental source whatsoever, including the number of jobs reports on a monthly basis, the recruitment for the armed services,
right,
you name it, I don't give it a moment's thought because I don't trust a word of what they say.
Yeah, well, you're not alone on that one, Susan. You're not alone.
Yeah.
Hey, listen, let me boogie. Thanks for checking in, okay?
All right.
All right, you have a nice evening. Have a nice weekend.
You too. Thank
you. All right. Well, I know what I'm going to have to do now, listen to Randy, at least that part of Randy's program over the weekend. That's hell to be reminded of White Rose Society. I'm sitting here, God, I wish I would have heard White Rose Society. Yeah, I know. Cheryl is calling from Atlanta. Hey, Cheryl, welcome to the program.
Yes, I wanted to bring up something, a new subject. I don't know if you've heard of something called the Fair Tax. That it's a thing. It's a plan to totally get rid of the IRS and the income tax. It's a bill that's been introduced by Congressman Linder, and it's backed by Neil Bortz, which is, of course, a...
Well, if John Linder, who's a Republican, and Neil Bortz, who is also a Republican, well, Bortz is more of a neo-Nazi, if they support it, I don't care what it is. If it's free food for the rest of everybody's life, I'm against it. Because Linder and Bortz are... as far as I'm concerned, nothing that they could ever possibly say would be anything ever that I would support.
Well, they want to get rid of the income tax and replace it with a 23% sales tax.
Yeah, well, that's typical of Neil Bortz. He's been bitching and whining and moaning and complaining about taxes since he started in radio 30 years ago. He's a whiner. This is a guy that makes $2, 3, 4, 5, 6 million a year. He's got more money than Sean Hannity has. And all he does is whine and bitch and moan and complain. It wouldn't hurt. A 23% value added tax would not hurt Neil Bortz or John Linder, but it would be hell and destructive on the middle class and blue collar workers. But those guys, they never care about anybody but themselves. So as far as I'm concerned, Cheryl, it's a dead subject.
Well, I guess a lot of people don't think it has a chance of passing.
Right.
But
hey, hold on a second. I'll come back for another minute. I hate talking about anything that has Neil Bortz's fingerprints on it, but I'll come back.
Listening to the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
What's more delectable than caviar, more indulgent than curling up on cashmere, and more satisfying than purring the day away? New Fancy Feast Gourmet Gold Dry Cat Food. At last, a dry cat food good enough to be called Fancy Feast. Your cat will be in absolute bliss. Visit FancyFeast.com to find out how you can receive a free sample of new Fancy Feast Gourmet Gold.
From TNT.
A six-week television event.
I came out west to make my fortune.
Executive producer Steven Spielberg and DreamWorks Television take you on an unforgettable journey. Now, both stories will be told.
The ways of our people must change. They will die.
This summer's most anticipated television event. Into the West. Three chances to watch every weekend. Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. See it tonight at 8, 7 Central on TNT.
How much would you pay to have a fresh, blistering exposé of the frauds, follies, and felonies of George W. Bush and company delivered to your mailbox every week? You say you'd pay nothing? Well, that's perfect, because that's our offer exactly. The Nation magazine will send you 4 weeks of America's hottest, widest-read journal of opinion absolutely free. Nobody, not Murdoch, not Time Warner, nobody owns The Nation, so nobody stops The Nation from printing the truth. Go to readthenation.com or call 800-999-6863 and accept 4 issues free. After 4 weeks, you can bail out. Just write cancel on our invoice, but I predict you'll be addicted. And delighted to sign up for 24 weeks at $13.95. That's just 58 cents a week. The Nation, risk-free at readthenation.com or call 800-999-6863. Readthenation.com or call 800-999-6863. And accept 4 issues free. The Nation.
Welcome to What's On My Mind. First question. 1 in 3 chance you'll need it on vacation.
Duct tape? Saddle shoes? D-battery.
Actually, Imodium.
Oh, I knew that. There's a 1 in 3 chance you'll get diarrhea on foreign vacations. Imodium works often in one dose.
If you know all about Imodium, why didn't you say it?
TV jitters?
This is radio.
Oh.
Until next time.
Pack Imodium AD. Pack wisely. Use only as directed. About 1 in 3 travelers to developing countries get diarrhea.
There's a hot new technology that will transform your TV. A TV expansion system that reads your movements. Zavix. Interactive technology is here. Get off the couch and into your games. There's Zavix Tennis, Zavix Bowling, and Zavix Baseball. Perfect for the whole family. Roll an actual bowling ball. Work up a sweat playing tennis. Or swing an actual baseball bat. Zavix senses the speed and direction of your motion. The results are up to you. Go to Zavix.com for details. And now, get a $30 mail-in rebate when you buy the Zavix board in one game. Zavix Games. Get off the couch and into the action.
Worry is emotional torture. It consumes you and robs you of happiness and peace of mind. Anxiety is worry gone out of control, and you can't help it. It tears at your nerves and rips at your heart. It makes your mind race in circles and keeps you from enjoying the moment. Sometimes people turn to medication or alcohol for relief, but medications can have negative side effects, and some medications, as well as alcohol, can be addictive, causing more problems. Anxiety and the worry that goes with it ruins relationships and careers and tears families apart. And people that love you, they tell you to just stop it, that you're doing it to yourself, but you can't because you don't know how. I can show you how. I'm Lucinda Bassett, founder of the Midwest Center for Stress and Anxiety. Please, let me send you a powerful free tape that will provide you with insight and hope.
For this wonderful free tape, call 1-800-550-6146. That's 1-800-550-6146.
I was using my computer like I always did, just minding my own business, when it began acting weird. It crashed a couple of times, but seemed to reboot okay. Then it began slowing down. Documents and spreadsheets took forever to open, and the internet became the worldwide wait. But I remembered hearing an ad for stop signs, so I called them, downloaded their scanner, and found out that I had 2 viruses and a bunch of spyware, including a program that was sending my personal information to complete strangers. I got stop sign, and in just minutes, it destroyed the viruses, removed all the spyware, and now it watches my computer for new threats. Plus, my machine is blazing fast, just like the day I got it. If your computer's acting weird, slowing down, or crashing, do what I did. Call StopSign and get protected. Protect your PC with StopSign, the one-call solution. Call 1-800-243-1483. That's 1-800-243-1483. Call StopSign right now. 1-800-243-1483.
No, you may not hang at the park. Yes, even if all your friends are there. Go to Mrs. Feldman's till I'm home from work.
Keeping tabs on your kid after school isn't easy.
Yes, tomorrow too.
But if you don't, she's more likely to do drugs.
No, I am not easier on your brother.
Do it. It'll always be worth it. Parents, the anti-drug. To learn more, call 1-800-788-2800 or visit theantidrug.com.
Paid for by Office of National Drug Control Policy.
Hi, this is Al Franken. On the next Al Franken show, is Social Security reform still dead? The West Wing's Lawrence O'Donnell Jr. thinks it is. Is lobbying the federal government the sort of work you'd like your kids to do? Or is it the kind of thing you'd rather they stayed away from, like drugs or prostitution? Elizabeth Drew from the New York Review of Books can answer that. And where exactly has our resident ditto head Mark Luther been lately? Find out next time on Franken.
End your day screaming with Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
Twenty-six before the hour. Back to Cheryl in Atlanta. I think what you're talking about is called the value-added tax, the VAT tax.
They call it the fair tax.
Fair tax.
A lot of people think it doesn't have any chance of passing, and I certainly hope they're right.
Yeah.
I'm on Social Security, and I just think they want to pass the tax burden from the rich to the middle class and the poor, more so than they've already done.
Yeah, this has been one of Bortz's little goals for years, is to eliminate taxes on his income and shift it all to the middle class or the working class, whatever you want to call it. But I have a hard time even hearing Bortz's name. I just despise the man. I think he's done more damage here in Atlanta with his talk program than he's like a terrorist. He's like a radio terrorist. He's caused more dissent and destruction in Atlanta than anybody, even the out of towners like Hannity.
Oh, I think it was him. I blame him for Cynthia McKinney being out of office. He was the one who supported Denise Majette.
Yeah, and which is so cynical because Bortz also is a massive racist. He keeps it well hidden. The producer for his program was an African-American guy that I knew when I worked there. But I've known Neil for 20 years, 25 years, and I'm here to tell you that in his heart he's just as racist as they come. And he goes after Cynthia McKinney not because he disagreed with her politics. He disagrees with everybody's politics except his own and some of the hardcore neo-Nazi right wing. But because she was a black woman. Bortz is just an absolute, total, definitive racist. And he covers it up. You know, he couches it in economic terms or cultural terms, but the man is an absolute racist. Take my word for it. I've known him for a long, long time.
I just think that progressive people should keep their eye on this tax thing because, like I said, I hope that it can't pass, but we definitely don't want it to happen.
All right, I hear you. I hear you loud and clear. Hey, thanks for checking in, Cheryl.
All right. Bye-bye.
Take care. It's good to hear from somebody from Atlanta once in a while. You know, it really is, isn't it? Huh? Marge! It's calling from Indiana. Hey, Marge, how are you this evening?
Hey, sober, how are you?
I'm fine.
Well, at least I'm starting out that way. How many press people do you suppose covered the Homeland Security debate? I mean, there's 2,200 in covering Michael's Thriller trial.
Yeah.
How many covering the debate on that?
On the Patriot Act?
Yeah.
The Fascist Act?
The fingers in one hand?
Yeah, probably. Maybe five or six. 2,200. Can you believe that?
Well, I mean, we got to know who's carrying his damned umbrella. And, you know, that... Oh, give me a bloody break. I'm so sick of that. I can't tell you.
I hear you, Marge.
But what I really call about, it's sort of off topic a little bit. But have you been keeping up with your home state? Not Illinois, but your real home state, Ohio?
About the missing millions and millions and millions of dollars that was invested in a phony coin collection or something.
Oh, it's gotten better.
Yeah, now what?
It's gone up to $215 million. I mean, that was only a paltry 13 for the coins.
Oh, yeah?
Today in the Chicago Tribune, they're talking about a $215 million loss. And guess when the first memo reached the governor's desk?
Tell me.
October of 2004. Do you sort of smell a cover-up here? I mean, that was just before the election.
Ohio has become the new Florida, which had become the new Texas. I'm just shocked, I tell you, at what's going on in Ohio.
Well,
I had every intention about talking about that this week and didn't get to it, because it's further proof that the election was stolen from Kerry. The entire state has become nothing but a huge sump hole of Republican corruption.
One of the lines further down in the article says that during a news conference Thursday, Taft said $200 million is a huge amount of money to lose. No. Really?
It's a nice chunk of money to steal, too.
Yeah, well, you know, this is the money that's supposed to go for workman's comp is what they call it around here, but they're talking about money for what? Compensation for the state agency investment and something about injured people when they on the job, I presume.
Unemployment comp?
That's
or not unemployment,
workman's
but
comp.
Workman's compensation.
Having to do with injuries.
Yeah. Okay. All right. On the job injuries. Yeah.
It says the Bureau for Workmen's Compensation knew last August of mounting losses from MDL Capital, whose chief executive Mark Lay. Oh, gee, I wonder if they're related. Has contributed to Ohio's elected officials.
And was a contributor to the Bush.
Absolutely. Yeah. The guy Noe, Tom Noe, who had the investment in the coins. Was the state chairman for elect Bush Cheney?
Aren't they just filthy, Marge? Aren't they just filthy? Every place you find Republicans now, you find corruption, fraud, theft, murder, mayhem, and destruction of our system.
A filthy slime that just seems to be oozing into everything. We don't have enough fingers to stick in the dike to stop these people.
I mean,
every time you turn around, they come up with something new and different. And, jeez, Louise, it's enough to rot your socks. What can I tell you? But they're not happy until they corrupt and pollute everything, not only the air, the ground, the tax system, you name it. And if they can find a way to screw it up, by God, they will, unless, you know, they're going to make a dime on it.
And I don't quite get that. Are these people just naturally evil? You know, I got an email from somebody tonight that said what's really happened here is that the planet, or the United States anyway, has been taken over, and they weren't being too weird, been taken over by demons, actual demons from hell. If they're using the Christian religion as the model and what they've said. I think it was on when Kathy used to love watching Buffy the Vampire Slayer. What were those places, Kathy, where an opening to hell, Hellmouth, where there would be an opening in the earth, and demons would come up, that's what Buffy did, Kathy. She helped. You can open your mic. She helped slay some of these demons.
Yes, and thank you for broadcasting my extreme nerdism to all of America.
There's nothing wrong with Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
I love Buffy the Vampire Slayer,
well,
but that's going to brand me.
Everybody's entitled to their guilty pleasure.
There you go. So anyway, this emailer tonight said that the possibility certainly exists that Bush and his cohort, and that's including all Republicans now, are demons from hell or possessed of demons from hell. And I wonder.
I can't believe it.
Yeah, I wonder.
You know, their latest thing is to cut out about a quarter of the spending for public broadcasting. They're going after Big Bird.
Well, they're going after All Things Considered and Morning Edition, all the programs, you know, those liberal communist programs. And NPR is dead.
Now David Brancaccio, I know they'd love to cut him off.
Yeah, NPR is dead, Marge. It's still alive, in a sense. It's still walking around, but there's a stake in its heart, and there are spears sticking out of its sides. And NPR, I will guarantee you something here. Within the next year, year and a half, NPR, as you and I have known it for the past 30 years, is over. It's finished.
Well, we got to scream and holler and stamp our feet and do something because
well,
they're just... They can't do this anymore.
I
mean, damn it, God made poor people. He must have loved the poor people because he made so many of us. Mm-hmm. And there's got to be more of us than there are of them, even with all their money. And we just got to stand up and say, enough already. This, you know, you can't have everything. It's just not going to happen.
I hear you. I hope that day's fast approaching.
Oh, I
really do. All right, Marge.
Even with my creaky knees, I'll be out there leading the march.
All right, now take it easy. Calm
down.
Take care. All right, I'll talk to you later. Thanks, Marge. Thanks for checking in. All right. Oh, Marge's fan club just went ballistic. Marge is on the air. Paula is calling from New Jersey. Paula, welcome to the program.
Hey, Mike. I don't know if it's fair. I got to follow Marge.
No. Marge said, please have Paula follow me.
What was I going to say? So, Sensen Brady, you think that's German for big fat guy with a comb over?
Could be. He looks a little bit cannibalistic, too. He looks like he, I don't know, maybe he eats human flesh. That was a horrible thing today. What a clear demonstration of how democracy dies and fascism is born. Huh?
I think, honestly, Mike, I think democracy died 5 years ago.
Well,
we're seeing, you know, fascism was born then, and we're seeing it take its first steps.
I hear that. Hey, let me put you on hold, Paula. Got to do a break. I'll come right back to you. Quick break here. This is Air America. I'm Mike Malloy.
Keep a bucket on your head. You won't need any eye holes. They'll just tell us what we see. We're being led by some wise souls determined to put the mark into democracy. The decisions they're making are much too big for you or me. So, facing the tide of negative news, liberal lies, and left-leaning views that our enemies would spread. Keep that bucket on your head.
This is the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Hi, this is Larry King. If you're drinking orange juice to be healthy, why not consider drinking Welch's 100% grape juice, too? According to research, Welch's 100% grape juice has twice the antioxidant power of orange juice. Because Welch's is made from antioxidant-rich Concord grapes with no added sugar, so it's actually good for your heart. So while OJ may be a good way to start your day, delicious Welch's grape juice is a great way to enjoy your life. Welch's 100% grape juice. Be heart smart. Pour yourself a glass today.
Hi, everyone. I'm Matt Lauer, and Sunday night, the Discovery Channel and I want to find out who's your greatest American.
Dr. Martin Luther King Jr.
George Washington.
Who's done the most to shape your values and culture?
Oprah Winfrey.
Who inspired you and changed the way you live?
Muhammad Ali.
Now you get to vote and decide in Greatest American, a four-part series on the Discovery Channel, hosted by me, Matt Lauer.
For the people, by the people.
Greatest American, Sunday at 9 p.m. Eastern and Pacific, only on the Discovery Channel.
But, Dad...
Tyler, we've been over this three times. There'll be no adults at Ed's house Friday night. No party for you.
But the whole class is invited.
Making sure an adult's there isn't easy. But if you don't, your kid's more likely to do drugs.
You are so stubborn.
Well, now you know where you got it from.
Do it. It'll always be worth it. Parents, the anti-drug. To learn more, call 1-800-788-2800 or visit theantidrug.com. Sponsored by the ONDCP and the Partnership for a Drug-Free America.
Do you want to get out of debt and get on with your life? Then let the agencies offering Care One Credit Counseling Services help you. Do you have $4,000, $6,000, $10,000 in credit card bills? Have you been on the receiving end of even one collection call? Well, learn how you can put an end to those calls and get out of debt and get on with your life. Call Care One Credit Counseling Services today. Here's the number. 800-297-3019. 800-297-3019. With just one phone call, find out how you can lower your monthly payment and pay off your debt in full quicker. Some of our customers save up to 57% on their payments every month. The credit counseling agencies that give you Care One service are nonprofit. They work with voluntary contributions. So call now for your free consultation and debt analysis.
800-297-3019. 800-297-3019. That's 800-297-3019.
Do you want to get out of debt and get on with your life? Then let the agencies offering Care One Credit Counseling Services help you. Do you have $4,000, $6,000, $10,000 in credit card bills? Have you been on the receiving end of even one collection call? Well, learn how you can put an end to those calls and get out of debt and get on with your life. Call Care One Credit Counseling Services today. Here's the number.
800-297-3019. 800-297-3019.
With just one phone call, find out how you can lower your monthly payment and pay off your debt in full quicker. Some of our customers save up to 57% on their payments every month. The credit counseling agencies that give you Care One service are nonprofit. They work with voluntary contributions. So call now for your free consultation and debt analysis.
800-297-3019. 800-297-3019. That's 800-297-3019.
Would you like to look and feel 10 years younger in 10 weeks? Ultimate HGH is clinically proven in a double-blind study to help you look and feel younger. We're so confident that Ultimate HGH works that you can try it free. That's right, free. So call now for your free 30-day trial of Ultimate HGH and turn back the clock. Just pay shipping and handling. Call now, 800-337-0447. 800-337-0447. 800-337-0447.
Boom, 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 boom. Bang, 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 bang. Boom, 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 boom. Bang, 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 bang. I love the way you walk.
Feeling left out by right-wing talk radio? You found a home with Mike Malloy.
Talk that talk. You knocked me out. Out off my feet. Boom, 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 boom.
10 before the hour.
Bang, 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 bang.
Thanks to our New York crew, Colin Tipton, Trent Wolby, and Jason Isaac, and, of course, David Pizekas. All four of these young men put this program on the air tonight, made sure it was on the air. Chris in Minnesota, our senior correspondent, Ben in Illinois, White Rose Society. Thank you, Ben. Mark Marshall in New York, our webmaster, Jim in Arkansas, our music bureau chief, and thanks also to the moderators at MikeMalloy.com on the message board. And Kathy Bay, who is our executive producer. Now, back to Paula, who has called in from New Jersey. Where were we, Paula?
We were discussing the Sons and Brother outrage.
Yeah.
And when was fascism born in America?
Oh, by the way, C-SPAN right now is replaying those hearings today. Who's the white-haired guy there?
Mike Pence, Republican of Indiana. This is the part where he... chastises the representative from Amnesty International for using the word gulag. I kind of got the impression that they were being diplomatic when they used that word.
Oh, really? Okay, yeah. So anybody can switch to C-SPAN right now, right this second, and see the meltdown, because it's coming momentarily here, right?
Yep.
Okay.
Yes, it's shortly after this. It's shortly after this part. It's just outrageous, the absolute disdain and disrespect with which Sensenbrenner treated the Democratic representatives.
And, by extension, the American people.
Exactly. Like, we don't need to hear this.
Sensenbrenner becomes part of this massive cover-up, this massive destruction of what this Democratic Republic was intended to be, and replacing it with fascism. Sensenbrenner is just simply, isn't that German, Sensenbrenner?
It sounds German to me.
Just kidding. That's kind of a slur.
It reminds me from the movie The Producers, one of the in the audition scene, one of the singing Hitlers.
You're right. I just always have trouble with the image of singing Hitlers. I just have trouble with that, but I understand what you're saying. Well, Paula, thanks for checking in, okay?
Thanks a lot, Mike. Have a good weekend.
All right, you too. Take care. Is Brother Sky Blue on the line calling in from Memphis, Tennessee? Brother Sky, we only have about 2 minutes, but
Mike, I've been hanging with you. I had to put my false teeth in tonight. You know, some of us poor Southern liberals aren't as fortunate as you rich Yankee liberals. You can afford them dental implants and them fine young wives, you know. But you just mentioned these cheap, filthy street prostitutes. I've had to take comfort with them filthy street prostitutes, and to compare them with these politicians, their motives are a lot less diabolical than these politicians.
Hello? There he did it again! What? Brother Sky Blue calls in. We want to put him on because he is so righteous and is so close to the truth here. And he always disconnects himself. You know what that is? Well, like you said, he's a street preacher, and he can't afford to keep his cell phone batteries charged. But, Sky, Brother Sky, I hope you call in again. Yeah, I probably shouldn't leave him on hold so long. That's what wears down his batteries, right? John is calling from San Diego. John, welcome to the program. We only have about a minute left here, but hi.
Hi, it's Don.
Oh, Don in San Diego. Okay, sorry, my bad.
You know, this professor at the University of Wisconsin was on C-SPAN a couple weeks ago, and he wrote a book that outlined in great detail all the reasons why this 9/11 thing was a scam.
Mm-hmm.
And he broke it down into four different sets of people. One, those who believe that it's exactly the way the government told us.
Right.
Two, those who believe that the government was sort of asleep and they didn't know what they were doing,
right.
Or Bush is really stupid or whatever. And third, they were actually, they allowed it to happen because they wanted Bush to be able to get reelected.
Mm-hmm.
And they knew that he couldn't because he hadn't been elected the first time. And the fourth is they were actually involved with the CIA, and Rumsfeld and the rest of them actually did it themselves. And he lays it out in this book, and I don't know, I wish I could remember the name of the book, but I'm sure you could find out about it, because he's a respected, actually theological professor at the University of Wisconsin.
Oh, this is David Griffin, the guy who was...
familiar.
Yeah, I think...
He was on some of the talk shows.
Yeah, I think that's who you're talking about. Ray Griffin? What's the guy's name, Kathy? You don't know either. Okay.
They had him on the talk show here in San Diego, on the Air America affiliate here, and they interviewed him, but they didn't get in, you know, they went only for a five-minute interview, so they couldn't get into the detail.
Right.
But it's, you know, he even said that one of the things was that the stock market, there were an unbelievable number of negative puts on the stock market.
Yeah, on the airlines that were involved. And you know, that was supposed to be investigated. Has anybody ever heard anything about who got those millions of dollars that were made that day?
Well, somebody needs to follow that up, because also... The puts were against this one company that had about 6 or 7 or 10 floors of the that building.
Right.
You know, they were huge, and I haven't gotten the book yet. I've got to get over to the book.
Well, I don't know if I fall into the third or the fourth category, John, but I guarantee I fall into one of those. Pal, we got to leave it there.
Once you get the material, you'll be able to.
We'll do it. We'll do it. John, thanks. I appreciate it. You have a nice weekend. Y'all take care. All right? Thanks for participating in the program tonight, however you did that. Yeah, do take care. I'll see you Monday. Watch your back, okay? This is Air America. I'm Mike Malloy. Have a great weekend, Kevin Kenny, wherever you are.
Malloy on Air America Radio. What is-
is it, Bob?
You can take this job.
Take this job and shove it. So you're quitting, huh?
Yeah.
I bet you're going to start your own business.
Right.
What do you know about starting a business? You got to buy a business, start from scratch. How about startup money?
Well.
You even know where to get startup money?
That my brother.
Got a business plan? Can't raise money to start a business without a business plan.
I can't.
You're pathetic. You need Bruce Berman's book. It's called I Got Here, You Can Too, a master's course in becoming a millionaire. Want to be a millionaire, Bob?
Well, that's the idea.
Then you got to buy his book. It shows exactly how Berman made a fortune in business and how you can too. Want a profitable business, Bob?
Uh-huh, sure.
Thanks, Bob. This is Bruce Berman. If you want to make $5, $10, even $15,000 a month right now from the comfort of your own home, then you don't have to buy my book. I will give you a free copy of my book and my Making Money CD. That's over $100 value. This limited time free offer is available only on my website, 9freebook.com. That's the number 9freebook.com. That's the number 9freebook.com. You could be making money within 30 days, guaranteed. So log on to 9freebook.com now.
If you could cut your mortgage payment by 45%, would that make a difference to you? If you're like most people, it can make a difference of hundreds of dollars a month and thousands of dollars a year. That's why the home loan experts at Quicken Loans created the revolutionary new Smart Choice interest-only loan. It's the flexible mortgage that can lower your payment up to 45%. Homeowners nationwide are calling Quicken Loans at 800-396-9711 to discover the difference for themselves. If you have a mortgage you can't afford not to call, you could see a dramatic drop in your payment even if you've recently refinanced. Call 800-396-9711 now to see how Quicken Loans can lower your house payment.